Are you a dream catcher?
The Brenda Lee Christmas Show is coming to Jackson Rancheria Casino Sunday, December 17th. Reserve your tickets today.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Lou Mariano. 12,000 standing, 10,000 in training. The numbers put out in this audio tape said to be the leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And they could be coming from Afghanistan. CBS News correspondent Sheila McVicker says intelligence agencies have been warned that Al-Qaeda may be planning to attack air and rail service in Europe.
Arab and other intelligence sources tell CBS News that in the last 6 months, the mountains and battlefields of Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda has withdrawn well-trained Arab fighters. Using routes through former Soviet republics, Pakistan, Dubai, and reviving a route through Iran, hundreds of fighters have returned to their home countries throughout the Arab world.
Ronan Runegard is the head of terrorism research at Singapore's Institute for Defense and Strategic Studies and says the fighters appear to have left Afghanistan and headed back to their home countries.
Arabs are much more useful for Bin Laden if they're deployed in their home countries, particularly in the Middle East, to target Western assets.
More details will be on the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric. For the baby boomers, he was a rough and rugged cowboy, a craggy-faced menace and shame and sudden fear.
We'll have a second honeymoon. No servants, no visitors, just the two of us.
Sounds wonderful.
It'll be wonderful. I'll start to pack right away.
For the boomers' kids, he was an Oscar-winning parody of himself in City Slickers. Jack Palance has died at his California home in Montecito. Family at his bedside. Jack Palance was in his mid-80s. Another promise of bipartisan cooperation. Yesterday it was House leadership. Today, leading Democrats from the Senate, meeting with President Bush. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller.
Declaring that the elections are over, President Bush wants to be seen displaying a spirit of bipartisan cooperation.
There is a great opportunity for us to show the country that Republicans and Democrats are equally as patriotic and equally concerned about the future and that we can work together.
And sounding humble in defeat, Mr. Bush told the Democrats they ran good campaigns. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Democrats will be in control in the Senate when the new Congress takes over, and soon-to-be Majority Leader Senator Harry Reid says he got no rejection from President Bush today on his priority.
I believe that the first order of business when we reorganize after the first year is congressional oversight.
This should come as no surprise, not with House values not climbing, maybe sliding, but payments climbing, what with equity and then some maxed out and homeowners in trouble. Realty Track, a real estate data firm, says more than 318,000 properties in the U.S. entered some stage of foreclosure in the third quarter. That's up 17%. Stocks closed higher today after a day of moderate trading. The Dow finished with a gain of 5. The Nasdaq was up 13.75. This is CBS News.
In a small town not far from you lives a young man named Odd Thomas. He has an unusual gift. He can see the spirits of the dead. Odd Thomas has no reason to fear the dead, but today he has every reason to be afraid. Read Forever Odd, the remarkable new thriller from Dean Koontz, best-selling author of Odd Thomas. Let Dean Koontz's extraordinary new novel grab you forever. Forever Odd by Dean Koontz, a Bantam paperback.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you call 1-800-989-4200, you get a real person within seconds, not a five-minute menu of buttons to push. Here's another old-fashioned idea. My 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are built to last long after you've thrown the other brands away. Call 1-800-989-4200. I'll send you one to try risk-free for 30 days. Of course, if you'd rather talk to a machine, you can always call someone else.
In case you didn't know why you had a three-day weekend, this is Veterans Day.
At the World War II Memorial.
Well, having been in the South Pacific and around way back then, and coming back now is a big difference. Big, big difference.
He says today's young people can't understand the sacrifices made by those who fought then. But not far away at the Vietnam Memorial.
Now these veterans are honored, as they should be, in the proper manner.
It could be a difference of time and perspective. Ira Melman for CBS News on the National Mall in Washington.
It apparently worked for a while, till it got caught. You go to the freezer in Northwest Philly Deli and take two Hugs soft drinks. At the register, you pay with $25 and you get no change. It's not that the Hugs were so exclusive, but the pot you got was marijuana. 52-year-old owner and a couple of employees now under arrest. I'm Lou Milligano.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Friday, fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, of a fabulous, unexpectedly fabulous week for progressives. I am yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel, and you can join the conversation. It's very easy to do it. Always toll free, and I want to encourage you, if you've never called a talk radio show before, please consider doing it. You'll feel better, because it's better than hurling a shoe at somebody or having nobody to share a really wonderful idea with. You have us, and it costs you nothing. You could affect the dialogue. You will reach more people than you probably meet in the whole rest of your life, and there are lots of reasons to do this, and it gets a really vibrant conversation going. So, the toll-free numbers here, if you're in the 916 area code, 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And you can email me, enid@kctc.com. Well, we have had a really amazing week this week. And I think that for today's show, our fabulous Friday shows, or, you know, any show that Enid laughingly refers to herself as Enid Live, is usually a potpourri of ideas, a flea market of ideas, or maybe just a flea market. And today I think it's really going to be more so, because there's all kinds of stuff going on. We are all recuperating from a pretty amazing week, unexpectedly amazing week. And yet, it's, as I have said, it's like marriage. You know, it's great. You have the wedding and you think it's happily ever after, but this is now where the hard work has to get started. And some things that are beginning to take form are pretty intriguing, and other things are not so intriguing. So we'll be discussing all of that. And there is lots of news to report and lots of conversation to be had. So I hope that you put your seatbelt on. We're in for a ride today. A couple of things. First of all, I got an email from Tomato Mike, and Tomato Mike says that he's sad about Charlie Brown's narrow loss, too, and he's calling him Howdy Doolittle. Howdy Doolittle. I like that. I thought that was pretty good. And I had a name for the governor, but I don't know if I should use it or not. You know, a lot of people call him the Boobin Grabber, Governor Boobin Grabber. I don't know. But, you know, now that he's been reelected, I don't know. We have a mixed Schwarzenbooger. I don't know why I think that's so funny. I think, you know, it's like if you're a four-year-old, Governor Schwarzenbooger. He's ours now for 4 more years. Let's just see what he does. Let's see what he's up to. Let's see if he can earn our respect. And a couple of other things that I want to check in with you about. Here is an editorial in today's Sacramento Bee. And the headline of the editorial is Missed Opportunity. SMUD did not make the case to its customers. Well, I don't know if that's true. I mean, clearly something happened there, but I think they did try to make the case. Maybe I didn't see enough of their campaign mailings and so on. But what you have here is PG&E. SMUD's not allowed to spend money for political purposes and to advertise itself in the same way that PG&E is allowed to do so. So I think it's unfair of the Bee to say that. They're talking about We look forward, says the Bee's editorial, to PG&E's paid pitchman, retired anchorman Stan Atkinson, handing out programs and next year's drama at Davis High School, because PG&E suddenly started throwing money at high schools and philanthropic efforts and, you know, making contributions to high school plays and all these other things in a very obvious, I think, attempt to endear itself to the community, and it seems to have worked. So a missed opportunity, says the Bee. SMUD didn't make the case to its customers. Well, I don't know. They didn't have the resources, and it's all about money, and money really talks. So I think that's part of the issue. One of the things that's going on now is that the Republicans are furious. The conservatives are furious at the timing of Rumsfeld's departure. And one of the things we have talked about this week is the fact that Rush Limbaugh admitted on the air that he has lied to his audience. He said that he was felt liberated with the results of the election, and he said that he was tired of carrying water for the people who didn't deserve to have their water carried. So why is he lying? And then you had Dickey in a press conference, and Rumsfeld's departure had already been announced, and only a few days before the election, Dickey said he was going to, all these publications, the Army Times and the Navy Times and the Air Force Times and so on, all these military publications called for the firing of Rumsfeld, and Dickey said he wasn't going anywhere. And then the moment the election is over, it's adios Rumsfeld. Just a few hours after the election is over, it's goodbye to you, Rumsfeld. And Republicans are furious. They think that they could have won more seats, taken more seats, if Rumsfeld had gone before the election and not been made a scapegoat of after the election. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320, 866-620-1320. I think what the administration would have had to admit, and I think it would have caused them more problems, is that he wasn't working out. So it would have been an admission that they made some sort of mistake. And this is an administration that doesn't want to make any kind of a mistake. And today, Dickey and the two Dicks, Dick Cheney and Dickey, the president, met with some of the Democratic leadership, Harry Reid, and I don't know who else was in there, at the White House. And you know what they had on? This is like frat boy central. You know what they had on? They had on blue ties. The whole idea was to be wear blue ties in order to send the signal that it had been a blue sweep and that we were now blue, but happy to be blue. Not blue to be blue, but happy to be blue. 349-1320. And here's Frank Rich, and he said, here's what we know in the early going. Everyone on television, and certainly anyone who looks at the Internet, knows that the exit polls look very good for Democrats in the Senate races. So this was before we knew the outcome. He said, but we're not allowed to say that because we all know what happened with the exit polls in 2004. So we must congratulate those networks that stepped into the gap and trumpeted with graphics their fearless position that Dick Lugar, unopposed, has been reelected in Indiana. Otherwise, he says, Frank Rich says, and this was his observation watching cable television. He says, as I watch cable TV and float on a sea of bloviation, I hope others are sharing my delight in the reemergence of William Bennett as a pundit on CNN. He seems to know little about the specifics of his races, repeats GOP talking points without even bothering to dress them up with some of those literary references that have marked his, quote, serious and, quote, scholarly works. But why doesn't Wolf or Lou or someone ask him what we really want to know? Which bets did he place on which candidates? What were the spreads? What was the over-under? Here is a great journalistic resource for CNN, and no one's taking advantage of it. This explains in part why its ratings cannot catch up with Fox's. Oh, I think Frank Rich is so mean. So you got William Bennett, who's just a pimp for the Republican, an excreter of Republican talking points. And gambling addictions, apparently, as well. And so here is Frank Rich of the New York Times saying, why doesn't Lou or Wolf or somebody ask him what we really want to know? Which bets did he place on which candidates? What were the spreads? What was he over under? Ooh, that's so mean. 349-1320, 866-620-1320. We're talking about all kinds of stuff today, and I think it's a real flea market show. So you are welcome to join us and add to the confusion. Milton in Sacramento, higher live with Enid on AM 1320. 320. Hi, Milton.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great. I read an article about the subpoenas that they that some journalists thought that the Democrats were going to issue regarding the investigation. I'm a lawyer here in Sacramento, and I'm looking forward to the investigations by the oversight committees of some of the issues. And I was curious what you thought the some of the better investigation topics might be.
Well, that's a really good question, and actually there's some comment about that in today's Los Angeles Times, that, that the Democrats are set to subpoena. You know who is who's going to be wonderful at this, and that's Henry Waxman. And this is the, one of the reasons we want, why we wanted. And as an attorney, you would certainly probably know a lot more about that process than I. But this is why we wanted a democratically controlled House for Henry Waxman to do some serious investigating. And you know what, the Senate can as well.
Yes, yes.
All right, I'm gonna share some of what I know. Representative Ike Skelton knows what he will do, and I'll tell you what. Why don't you just listen on the air, and I'll share this information because I think it's good information. Milton, it's a very good question, and thanks for asking it.
Okay.
All right. 349-1320. It opens up a line. 866-626-1320. Okay, here is what Milton is asking. He's asking what kinds of subpoenas, what kinds of investigations are set to are sort of on the horizon. Well, Representative Ike Skelton knows what he's going to do. One of his first acts as chairman of the Armed Services Committee in the democratically led House, he is going to resurrect the Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations. That panel was disbanded by the Republicans after they won control of Congress in 1994. And now Ike Skelton, who is a Democrat from Missouri, intends to use it as a forum to probe Pentagon spending and the Bush administration's conduct of the Iraq War. It has been 12 years since Dems were in control of both the House and Senate, but they're going to, it looks like they're going to be making up for lost time. With control of every committee in Congress starting in January, the new majority is going to inherit broad powers to subpoena and to investigate, and that is expected to translate into wide-ranging and contentious hearings. The American people sent a clear message, said Representative John Conyers, and he is in line to become chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Instead, they have voted for a new direction. They have voted for a new direction for America and a real check and balance against government overreaching. So Conyers is somebody. He under Republican Conyers and other Democrats say that they are going to be scrutinizing the administration. And people like Conyers and Dingell, also of Michigan, and certainly Henry Waxman, and lots of people are talking about investigations. Some of the investigations are going to be the what happened in Katrina and why, and the no-bid contracts that were let during Katrina, the no-bid contracts that were let during for Iraq. So that's going to happen as well. There's going to be investigation of all of that. So you're going to have a lot of investigations going on. You're going to have investigations of corruption. You're going to have, we're hearing about the possibility of investigations of the lies that were told in the run-up to the war. So all of this, I think this is just a little flavor of what we can expect. 349-1320. Dan in Chico. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Enid. I've got a couple comments, just a preliminary or a preview to it. My wife's in the medical field, and the patients like her so much is because she's willing to explain and talk about why she's doing what she's doing to the patients. Now, here we got a Democratic Party that just got back in office as far as the Congress is concerned, and I've talked to many, many people. I'm 66 years old. I've voted ever since I was eligible to. And one of the things that people that talk to me about, you know, they say, well, the parties are the same. I know they're not, but a lot of people feel this way. They don't get any information from anybody. They don't get information from the Democrats a lot. They don't get any information from the Republicans. And I think this is a good opportunity to get this whole business wide open and tell the public exactly what is going on, why such and such happened in Congress. I know maybe it takes a little effort, but there's going to be people in the...
So you're saying, what you're saying, Dan, is there has to be some sunshine here. There has to be investigation.
Absolutely.
We have to find out what was really going on, who knew what when.
Exactly. But okay. We need to make it in such a way that the average Joe Blow that doesn't see a difference is going to begin to say, hey, yeah, there is a difference between the parties. There is something out there that is open.
Well, I can tell you that some of the investigations that are going to be going on include, they're going to be looking at, Michael Chertoff has made hardly any appearances before Congress this during his tenure, and they're going to be grilling him about what happened, the administration's response to Hurricane Katrina. They're going to be looking at Food and Drug Administration. They're going to be looking at security at our nuclear labs. They're going to be looking at energy policy. They're going to be looking at a lot of different things, I think.
Well, as long as the American people know this is not, they're not doing this to hassle the Republicans. They're doing it to find out what the truth is, what really went on.
And what and who was
go over good.
And also who was profiteering. But Dan, I am with you on this, and I thank you very much. 349-1320, Bill, in Nevada City. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bill.
Hi. I didn't get a chance to finish a couple of days ago when you asked me a question of what my take is going to be now that the I'm so happy that, you know, the Democrats have won both House and Senate. I think they're going to, you might call it blackmail, hold the threat of impeachment and sending these people to the pokey over the heads of Bush. And if he goes along with the Democratic agenda, if this time he won't veto stem cell and a few other things, they may kind of hold his feet to the fire. And
well, let me paint a not so rosy scenario, because, you know, like the stock. Well, yeah, let me, like the stock market, I veer from I oscillate between optimism and pessimism, and I'm thrilled and dancing in the streets this week that the country has spoken so decisively and in such a blue fashion. But this is now, you roll up your sleeves, and some of these appointments that they're going to make, some of these people like Alcee Hastings and the Intelligence Committee, some of these people are not the best appointments. Mollahan, who are corrupt in themselves, you know, have been charged with being corrupt. And if they play footsie with corporate interests the same way that the Republicans have, then they are no better. Then the Democrats are no better than the Republicans. But if they can really understand that what they have a mandate here is to clean it up, expose it, heal it, the Bee today had a headline, and I clipped this headline because I thought, what? The Bee says, the headline is, it says, Election 2000, Bush says partisan days are over. Well, you know what? That should have ceased the moment he took office. If you are the President of the United States and you really want to do the best for this country, then what you want is a bipartisan, you want everybody, you want common ground. You want to make the best thing you can for this country as a whole. But these were people who only cared about their own pocketbooks. They only cared about their own agenda. They wanted to keep a perpetual right wing going, so they gerrymandered in such a way that ultimately it wound up in this election backfiring on them, if you can believe that. So they were the victims of their own greed. They really didn't care about the common good. They cared only about themselves. And in a post-terrorist world now, or a post-9/11 world, where we're in the middle, where we face all these terrorist threats, I think for us to survive, we cannot be divided. We must come together, and we must do it in a higher plane than we have done it. Now, whether the Democrats can enter that higher plane, can really understand what's going on and seize the moment, is yet to be determined.
Got a question, another quick question.
Yeah.
Yesterday you had Charlie Brown on.
Yeah.
And mentioned that there were 30,000 uncounted ballots.
Yes.
In Placer County. How many uncounted ballots in my Nevada county, in El Dorado County?
Did he say Placer? Did he?
Other counties.
Bill, did he say Placer County, or yes. Or was that a total count for all the counties?
Well, if I heard him correctly, and maybe I didn't, I thought it was 30,000 in just Placer alone.
Well, I really don't recall what he said, but I thought that, gee, 30,000 might give him more of a leg up than he's already got. But
that's what I was thinking, and you know, Nevada County was the only county on the votes that went for Charlie, as opposed to the. As to doo-doo, and we worked our tails off up here to try to get him elected, and our efforts bore fruit, as I can see it, in at least in our county.
Well, you know what you can do? You can call your county registrar and ask, are there any uncounted ballots in Nevada County?
That seems to me. I read something.
Any absentee?
I didn't read the paper yet today, so some of these questions are being answered. And that's a good thing. Maybe other people ought to call their counties and find out how many uncounted ballots there are.
If they are able to give you an answer on that,
yeah,
but that's really
you don't know how many you've
have to count when you haven't counted them, I suppose.
I have a new take on Doolittle. I think he's like a girly man, a girly boy. There's something about him that is very, I don't know, very soft. I mean, he's arrogant, so that's not so soft. But there's something about him that's very soft. I think he is. He's sort of, Arnold would have called him a girly man right away without thinking about it twice, Bill.
I have nothing good to say. It looks like now he says, I'm going to have to start listening to my constituents a little better.
Oh, this man's got the fear of God in him, the fear that he might have to actually get a job, the fear that he won't be able to rake that 15% of campaign monies into his pocket. That's what's got him going, and I hope nobody will be seduced. I mean, what you see is what you have gotten from him.
Well, I didn't vote for him.
No, and I think a lot of smart people didn't, but there are many people yet that have to see the light of day. I thank you for the call, Bill. 349-1320-866, 626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Traffic is as expected usually on a Friday. Westbound 50 just east of Sunrise Boulevard. We have a two-car crash. Sunrise Boulevard, American River Bridge. And Michelle Shockley from The Morning Show is on her way home. And I'll tell you what, Michelle, it's smooth sailing. Hard way at northbound Cap City Freeway. We have a three-car crash from a hit and run. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Want to get to the next level of your career? If working harder at your job won't help, work smarter by earning a bachelor's or master's degree at University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. It's college designed for busy working adults. In most cases, you can earn a degree in only 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-340-9544. At the University of Phoenix Sacramento Valley campus, the small classes are designed for working adults with busy lives. You'll cover more material in less time with convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. Call now for a brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. 1-866-340-9544. Programs vary by campus. Call University of Phoenix now. 1-866-340-9544. That's 1-866-340-9544. The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
And all the boys don't know how to act.
Yeah.
I'm thinking special, what's behind your back.
Yeah.
So I'm turning around and up to
3:27 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're talking about everything, and we're certainly talking about the results of the election and some of the things that we see down the line, and we see the possibilities of lots of subpoenas and lots of investigations into waste, fraud, profiteering, Hurricane Katrina, no-bid contracts, the inability of the U.S. government to negotiate drug prices. I think they're going to be looking at everything, and I can't wait. The run-up to the war, what the administration knew and didn't know, the lies that were used to sell us the war. Derek, in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Enid. I was just calling about the absentee ballots for Charlie Brown campaign, that they have to report the final count 28 days after election day, and that they're going to count all the absentees, that they don't let any absentee ballots go uncounted. And the difference for the two candidates was about 4,000 or 5,000 votes.
Well, the last I looked, it was about 7,300 votes. But now somebody called in who's more of a math genius, and that would be anybody, than I am, to say that if they're apart by, let's just take a round number, let's say 7,000 votes, that you don't need 7,000, you need 3,500 plus one to win. You need half plus one. Is that correct?
Yeah. If it's a difference of 7,000, then I think you only need 20-something thousand. Because if they split it half and half, then it's the exact same difference in votes. So
you said it's half plus one.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't know. Anybody who's smarter than me about these things, I would like to hear from you. But now we don't know. We can't remember whether Charlie said it was 30,000 total, uncounted, absentee, provisional, and so forth, or whether it was 30,000 in Placer County alone.
Yeah, I don't remember. I was listening yesterday. I don't remember exactly.
I'm thinking it's the whole thing. Yeah. But maybe I'm not correct about that. So what are you saying about that, Derek? They have 28 days to count it?
Yeah, it's 28 days, and because I heard leading up to the election that they don't count absentees unless it's a close election. But I talked to someone who actually does counting for counties over elections, and she got all offended that I thought that, because they count every single vote that's count, absentee, provisional or not. But they just don't have all of those counted by election day. So they have 28 days to report the final.
But they will do it.
They will count. Yeah, they will count every vote.
They will count every vote, and therefore every vote will count. Derek, thank you very much for filling us in. 349-1320. One of the things we also talked about yesterday, Ken Melman. If you watch Bill Maher tonight, Bill Maher was on with Larry King on Larry King Live the other night, and he said he was going to out some top gay Republicans on his show, and Larry King said, like who? And Bill Maher said, well, like Ken Melman in charge of the RNC, and Larry King's it got edited from repeated airings of the show, and it got edited out of the transcript as well. Well, it has, in fact, been announced that the RNC, that Melman is going to be resigning, stepping down from the RNC. So I was thinking, gosh, he's out, and he's outed. Out and outed. Well, that watch Bill Maher tonight, and you'll be able to see what other high-level Republican gay staffers he is going to out. And the question that we talked about was, is it fair to out somebody sexually when it could ruin their career? But it's not a matter of outing you when it's more a matter of the hypocrisy. And in that case, I think I think it would be okay then. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But if somebody is a top-level gay staffer in the Republican Party or a top-level gay Republican, and all they do is use their office to bash people who are gay, to bash homosexuality, to bash gay marriage, I think it's hypocritical. And then I think they open themselves up to be outed. That's what I think. What do you think? 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. And here is the Dixie Chicks, and they are just laughing and scratching, and they're performing, I think, in Canada right now, and they'll soon be in Sacramento. And you should go to our website, 1320leftchannel.com, because if you sign up as a Left Channel Legionnaire, you can win some tickets. I think they're front row tickets and really good seats to the Dixie Chicks. And I like the Dixie Chicks, and I like that they really spoke out against Bush in the beginning. And so here is what Natalie Maines had to say. She said, well, she's looking at the fans, and they are just happy as clam. She says, either the beer is free or you are happy that Don Rumsfeld resigned today, she said. It was one of several pokes at Bush by the Dixie Chicks by Natalie Maines. And, you know, they almost were sunk by the big radio operators when they were exercising their constitutional rights to say what they wanted, criticize freely when it was not, you weren't allowed to do that. 349-1320. Well. Rumsfeld has not been out of office more than 2 seconds. Well, he doesn't go, I don't think, until, what, January or so? Just days after his resignation, former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is about to face more repercussions for his involvement in the troubled wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. New legal documents to be filed next week with Germany's top prosecutor will seek a criminal investigation and prosecution of Donald Rumsfeld, along with Attorney General, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, former CIA Director George Tenet, and other senior U.S. civilian and military officers for their alleged roles in abuses committed at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison and at the U.S. detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The plaintiffs in this case include 11 Iraqis who were prisoners at Abu Ghraib, as well as Mohammed al-Qahtani, a Saudi held at Guantanamo, whom the U.S. had identified as a so-called 20th hijacker and a would-be participant in 9/11 hijackings. This is now from Time magazine. Qahtani underwent a special interrogation plan personally approved by Rumsfeld, which the U.S. said produced valuable intelligence. But to obtain it, according to the log of his interrogation and according to government reports, Qahtani was subjected to forced nudity, sexual humiliation. Well, sex is just, you know, by its nature can be quite humiliating. Religious humiliation. Oh. Prolonged stress positions, sleep deprivation, and other controversial interrogation techniques. Lawyers for the plaintiffs say that one of the witnesses who's going to testify on behalf of the plaintiffs is former Brigadier General Janice Karpinski, one-time commander of all U.S. military prisons in Iraq. Karpinski, who the lawyers say will be in Germany next week to publicly address her accusations in the case, has issued a written statement to accompany the legal filing, which says, in part, it was clear the knowledge and responsibility for what happened at Abu Ghraib goes all the way to the top of the chain of command to the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld. So Rumsfeld is now, along with Gonzalez, Alberto Gonzalez, and former CIA Director George Tenet, they are about to be sued. This is a criminal prosecution. They're about to be sued in Germany, a lawsuit in Germany. Now, I don't know what happened. Those of you who are attorneys, if someone is suing you in Germany and you are an American citizen, and furthermore, formally or at least currently until the clock stops ticking, an official of the United States government, are you required to show up? You say, you know what, I'm not going. I'm busy. I have things to do. Got to get a pedicure. I'm not going there right now. Okay, can they, must you, or if you do not show up, does it mean that you can never go to Germany again? You can never take those Lufthansa flights that always go from everywhere, and the hub is in Frankfurt, because they take one look at your passport, and they say, are you rummy? Well, we're hauling you off to the pokey, or we're sending you right back where you came from. 349-1320-866, 626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento. Left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Enid, listen, I got to ask you a quick question. Do you really love the Dixie Chicks? You love them, don't you?
I think they're great. Wow. I like their music and I like their feistiness.
Well, yeah, they're pretty feisty. That's the word I'd use for them. But you know what? I bet they're good drivers. They're not here. I'd love to see them. North Cap City Freeway, East Street. 1101 Fulton Avenue. There's a four-car crash over there. Looks like there's a big rig involved slowing things down quite a bit, in fact, stopping. Capital Protection Section, there's a hit-and-run three-car crash at 400P, and I believe that security and CHP officers are on scene there as well. You might want to stay clear of P Street. Into Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Dialing for democracy. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, Jessica Boxley, you're not exactly fond of colder weather, so this is the time of year you really appreciate a fireplace and a really good internet connection. And AT&T Yahoo High-Speed Internet is the fastest internet in Northern California for the price, as low as $14.99 a month. You can stay warm while you share photos with friends, work on your homepage, or shop online for sweaters. So that's Jessica's world. For everybody who's not Jessica, if we can keep her out of the cold with a blazing fast internet connection, we can deliver the right speed to you, too. For as low as $14.99 a month, it includes a free online security suite, personalized browser, and virtually unlimited photo storage. Go online for our best deals and find out how to qualify for a Visa gift card worth up to $75. Call 1-800-PICK-ATT or visit att.com/PICK-ATT for more information. Oh, and Jessica? Nice parka. You always wear that inside. The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Claim based on comparison to major broadband providers. Residential customers only. Requires qualifying AT&T local service. Visa gift card applies to plans priced $19.99 or higher. For details of additional charges and terms, call 1-866-416-6471 toll free or visit att.com/offer details.
The Morning Retort. Scott and Sam.
Enables these people to assault somebody because they believe they're part of the soldiers of God.
Particularly anti-gay rhetoric is so off the charts these days in religious right circles. Assumption that God is literally on their side. And it wasn't just Bob Dylan who said that's not necessarily true.
Barry Lynn is our guest this morning. The new book is Piety in Politics.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I think we're all going to party hardy because it's been a great week, and we've all worked very hard to achieve it. You, I, all of us, the staff here, Lisa, Lauren, everybody, Charlie, we all really, I think everybody stepped up to the plate, and we're just thrilled. But, you know, the Democrats better not make the same mistakes that the Republicans have. It's true that there are going to be investigations and subpoenas, and the big news is that, you know, here's Rumsfeld, and it was only announced 2 seconds ago that he's out the door. And meanwhile, there is a criminal prosecution, a lawsuit in Germany that is seeking criminal prosecution of Rumsfeld, of Alberto Gonzalez, and of George Tenet for their role in the abuses at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo. What do you think is going to happen? And do they have to actually show up? If anybody's an attorney, especially somebody who knows international law, I'd love to hear about that. Mary in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mary.
Oh, hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. First-time caller.
Well, delighted. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for being there. I want to know why people aren't talking more about Ashcroft and why 9/11 happened. When he came into office, he refused to obtain FISAs. And none of the terrorists had any surveillance on them because he cut off that ability by the FBI.
Wait a minute. When he came into office, what did you say? He refused to do what?
I didn't. FISAs. Janet Reno has FISAs on thousands.
Spell that. I'm not hearing that word correctly.
An acronym is FISA. They're the Foreign Investigation Surveillance Allowances, and they have to be obtained through the federal court.
Those are FISA courts.
Right. Well,
in order to get surveillances and certain warrants and certain under certain conditions. But tell me what your larger point is. We're not talking about Ashcroft because Ashcroft's history.
Yes, but we should be going backwards in time and asking why all of this came down. And FISAs were not obtained by Ashcroft and Bush because they felt that government was too big and that Janet Reno was very. They didn't like her because she had thousands.
Well, because she was a Democrat and because she was a Clinton Democrat. But tell me what your larger point is, Mary.
I'd like to hear more people discuss the Ashcroft approach to the terrorists. Nobody was surveilling these people, and they were allowed to do what they did.
It even gets worse than that. It gets worse than that in that they don't want to, this administration, whether it was Ashcroft, whether it was Gonzalez, whoever it is, they don't want to tamper, they don't want to infuriate the NRA. So in a time when we are really more concerned about terrorism than we ever have been, they want to destroy these records of gun owners almost immediately, the background checks and so on, the kinds of things that you want to have a record of, that you want to share with various police jurisdictions. They don't want to keep that information. It's an excellent question that you're asking. We'll put it out there. We'll see how people respond to it. And Mary, I'm delighted that you called today. And I hope you call us again. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I think that what's going to happen is that there is going to be investigation of all kinds of things that this administration refused to investigate. They did not want to, this administration, here's what it wanted to look at, steroid use in baseball. You know, they want to put away those two reporters, Lance Williams and Mike Feneruwada, Mark Feneruwada, from the San Francisco Chronicle, because they got leaked grand jury testimony on steroid use by Barry Bonds and other people, and so everybody wants to haul them off to the pokey, but nobody wants to really investigate some of the more important things that need to be investigated. Let's see, security in our nuclear labs, oversight of the Food and Drug Administration, energy policy. Remember, Dick Cheney did not want to share any information about who was helping him to make energy policy. And here is Paul Krugman. You will see him tomorrow in the Sacramento Bee, but he is in today's New York Times, and here's how he starts out. The headline of the piece is The Great Revulsion. He said, I'm not feeling giddy as much as greatly relieved. Okay, well, maybe a little giddy. Give him hell, Harry and Nancy. He said this, the election wasn't just the end of the road for Mr. Bush's reign of error. It was also the end of the 12-year Republican dominance of Congress. The Democrats will now hold a majority in the House, and that is about as big as the Republicans ever achieved during that era, their era of dominance. But what he said, what we But we may be seeing, he says, is the downfall of movement conservatism. The potent alliance of, this is what they're calling conservatism, of wealthy individuals, corporate interests, and the religious right that took shape in the 1960s and 70s. This alliance may once have had something to do with ideas, but it has become mainly a corrupt political machine, and America will be a better place if that machine breaks down. So here are the real conservatives, not the ones who listen to Rush Bloviate, you know, on an OxyContin-fueled cloud of gas, but the real conservatives, the movement conservatives, are what Paul Krugman, who is an economist, he teaches at Princeton, is calling the potent alliance of wealthy individuals, corporate interests, and the religious right. He said, why do I want to see movement conservatism crushed? Partly, he says, because the movement is fundamentally undemocratic. Its leaders don't accept the legitimacy of opposition. Democrats will only become acceptable, declared Grover Norquist, who you may remember is a right-wing guy who was laundering through some of his nonprofits and community-based organizations and maybe even faith-based organizations. He was laundering money for Jack Abramoff and skimming off the top of it. So that Grover Norquist, the one who wants to starve government, starves the beast. Grover Norquist said the Democrats will only become acceptable once they are comfortable in their minority status. He added that any farmer will tell you that certain animals run around and are pleasant and are unpleasant, but then when they have been fixed, then they are happy and sedate. So I guess that's his prescription for Democrats. He says that Krugman goes on to say that 2 years ago, people were talking about permanent right-wing dominance of American politics. But since then, the American people have gotten a clearer sense of what rule by movement conservatives means. They've seen the movement take us into an unnecessary war and botch every aspect of that war. They have seen a great American city left to drown. They have seen corruption reach deep into our political process. They have seen the hypocrisy of those who lecture us on morality. And, says Paul Krugman, they just said no. Yippee. I am so glad that they did. Dave, in Rio Vista, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how you doing? I thought the comment, I'd like to talk about Rush Limbaugh for a moment because I heard somewhere else and I heard again from you that he didn't want to be the water boy anymore for the Republicans. I don't listen to him anymore, so I didn't hear him make that comment. But I watched his career evolve, and in the beginning he just seemed to be blabbering away, you know, his biases. And then you started to wonder, like, was he having influence on the conservative movement, and was that therefore influencing the politicians? Or were the politicians telling him what to say? And you wonder about that dance that goes on.
Well, I think that's exactly what it was. I think it was exactly that, a dance that went back and forth. I'm sure because he has such a huge audience, he became a factor. I'm sure he was funneling feedback, and I'm sure they were funneling feedback to him. So they were dancing in each other's arms for all of this time.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, we're seeing a little bit of a decline because, you know, it's pretty clear that God never trusted Rush Limbaugh very much because he only lent him talent. He gave talent to most other people, but he only lent him.
It's got a string attached to it. It's going to get pulled away at any second.
I mean, God knows everything, so he was pretty darn careful when he you know, started dishing out the talent to Limbaugh. He said, I'm not going to give this guy talent. I'm just going to loan it to him for a while. And the other thing is that, you know, he borrowed some talent from God, and he stole his material from me, because back in 1982, I wrote a bunch of material at Sac State and pretty much laid the groundwork for him. He stole that phrase, the Attila the Hun chair. I think he stole it from me. And he never gave me any credit for it, and I find that pretty mean-spirited. So,
Well, Dave, you've just gotten back at him. You just slapped him down. So
you got it. But anyway, we love you, Enid, and we had a great week. And it's going to be a good future for a while now. So,
well, we got it. You know what? We all have to buy now. We have to go into the shoe store and get those big steel-toed boots because we got a lot of stuff, a lot of muck that we're going to be walking through to shovel out from this past administration. But I can't wait. I can't wait for that to happen. We'll have to buy a lot of bleach too. It's smelly in there. Dave, I thank you for the call. if any of you are Rush listeners, how do you feel about what what the country has spoken more decisively than I could have ever hoped for. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about Rush lying to you? How do you feel about the president, about Dickey lying to you, saying, you know, when he lied and he said, you know, we're not going to get rid of Rumsfeld, and the moment the numbers came in, Rumsfeld was out. Oh, he is history. And that little soiree, the three of them, that menage a trois press conference of Rumsfeld and Gates and Dickey together was kind of embarrassing, really. But it was the first time I sort of felt sorry for Rumsfeld, to tell you the truth, when your successor is standing there gloating at you, and you're such an arrogant SOB, as Rumsfeld is, it was kind of a moment. But anyway, those of you who are Dickey supporters and that he lies, does that bother you? Those of you who are Rush listeners, that he admits to his audience how much he lies and what a propaganda machine, what a fat, bloviating propaganda machine he has become, and he admits that to his audience? How does that make you feel? How can you trust it? And how do you feel about the fact that, guess what, the country has spoken decisively, and it didn't color the universe or the country red, it colored it blue. What are your thoughts? 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Enid, slowdowns all over the place. We do have some over there by the Capitol. Looks like a two-car crash is stopping things down to get back up on I-5 and towards 99. Southbound 99 by Fruit Ridge Road. I think Laguna Boulevard in between that and Elk Grove Boulevard. We have a three-car crash stopping things down. Everyone's forced to the left over there. And 50 going on Watt Avenue, a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
It is significant because it emphasizes democracy in action.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Boxcar Bedding is Sacramento's only authorized top-name brand mattress clearance center with big savings on closeout, mismatched, exchanged, and slightly blemished mattresses. Visit the Rockland store on Five Star Boulevard off Stanford Ranch.
Hello, citizens of the world. Want to keep up on what's going on in your community? Go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com.
The first step on the road back to reality.
You'll find out about political happenings, cultural events, concerts, and more.
Really? They thought of everything.
Don't just sit there. Do something and make a difference.
Make a difference. If we don't act now, it's going to be too late.
Find out how you can get involved.
And be sure to bookmark it.
The events page at 1320leftchannel.com.
Mary Nelson has to mail out 200 letters and 16 packages with a mail pickup staring at her in 37 minutes. Panic? Not Mary. She just picked up some new Avery Easy Peel mailing labels. Look at her go. She prints the labels, grabs the edges, and peels them off in a flash. Zip, zip, zip. No picking, just peeling. And the new Avery Wizard software makes formatting her job even faster. It's free at Avery.com. New Avery Easy Peel mailing labels. Saves time, saves headaches, and saves the day.
Ever since we got Sure West broadband services, you guys haven't left the house.
Actually, Mom, we haven't left the couch.
Oh, good point, son. Can you pass the chips?
Oh, come on, guys. Let's go out to a movie.
Why? We get them all with Sure West. HBO, Cinemax, Stars Encore, Showtime, the movie channel.
Then let's go to a game.
Why, honey? We can see it all with Sure West. Sports live and high def.
Okay, well, what about dinner?
I'll go online with Sure West, or we'll call and have it delivered. Make life easy with Sure West. You get digital basic TV, high-speed internet, and residential phone, all for just $79 a month. Plus, call now and get two premium services like HBO, HDTV, or TiVo for 3 months free.
Honey, any soda in the fridge?
Why don't you call Sure West? Maybe they have that, too.
Call 866-SURE-WEST or go to surewest.com. Restrictions apply. Offer excludes taxes, fees, and rebates. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, Sure West.
Ever wonder what 77,000 gallons of gasoline sounds like? Pretty sweet, huh? All you have to do to win your share is play at Cash Creek Casino Resort. You think you can turn that off now? Thanks. Anyway, yeah, Cash Creek is giving away gas. Every hour, someone's going to win $500 in free gas, plus $500 in cash. Remember, that's every day in October.
Wait, it's been extended through November.
Every day in November?
Yeah, November.
It's every hour from 12 noon till 2 a.m. To qualify for the $500,000 gas and cash giveaway, just be playing with your Cash Club card at any slot machine. They're turning this baby on in October.
And keeping it on through November.
Right, November. Wait, I didn't mean... Oh, that's funny. Real nice, guys. So, the $500,000 gas and cash giveaway at Cash Creek. Fill your tank and...
fun.
With great options to choose from, Safeway makes planning a Thanksgiving meal as easy as pumpkin pie. Prefer to have the cooking done for you? Safeway offers a delicious, ready-to-eat holiday meal. A fully cooked turkey, home-style mashed potatoes, stuffing, and deep-dish pumpkin pie. Just pre-order at the deli today, or prepare it on your own. Safeway has the complete Thanksgiving dinner, a foolproof Safeway 2-hour turkey, and great side dish recipes. No matter how you slice it, Safeway has the perfect holiday feast. Today, either online at Safeway.com or in-store with your club card, get 50% off Rancher's Reserve Boneless Beef Cross Rib, Bottom Round, Sirloin Tip, and Chuck Roast. Sweet California-grown holiday red seedless grapes, 10 pounds or only $10. Hydrate with Refresh Water, 24 plus 6 bonus packs of half-liter bottles are just $3.99 plus CRV.
Are you having any fun?
Safeway, ingredients for life.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
My girls stand in a circle and clap your hands. This is for you. Ups and downs, highs and lows, and no matter what you see me through.
3:55 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. You can join the conversation, and we'd love to hear from you, particularly if you've never called the show before. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Earlier we were talking about this outfit. It is called the, let me see if I can find it. It's a Center for Constitutional Law, and they are helping to bring this lawsuit that is being filed in Germany against Donald Rumsfeld for any high crimes and misdemeanors regarding his role in torture at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo. Germany was chosen for the court filing because German law provides universal jurisdiction, allowing for the prosecution of war crimes and related offenses that take place anywhere in the world. Well, I shouldn't have said high crimes and misdemeanors because that's for impeachment, but war crimes. But here's the catch. Where nothing may come out of it. The utter and complete failure of U.S. authorities to take any action to investigate high-level involvement in the torture program could not be clearer, said the president of the Center for Constitutional Rights. And this is the group that it's a U.S.-based nonprofit. This group is helping to bring this particular legal action in Germany. The head of the group also notes that the Military Commissions Act, a law passed by Congress earlier this year, effectively blocks prosecution in the United States, of those involved in detention and interrogation abuses of foreigners held abroad in American custody going back to 9/11. As a result, the legal arguments underlying the German prosecutor's previous inaction no longer hold up. Well, I don't know, you know, if you're not allowed to prosecute them in the United States, but can you prosecute them in Germany? So I don't know. There are a lot of twists and turns here in this plot. But the fact that Remy is being, that they're going to try to charge him and try to criminally prosecute him and Alberto Gonzalez and George Tenet for war crimes is pretty intriguing. I don't know how far it's going to go. I don't know what's going to happen with it. But if anybody who's an attorney has some thoughts about it, I would like to hear from you. And Paul Krugman, again, writing in today's New York Times, you'll see him in the B tomorrow, he's saying that this movement, conservatism, which was a coalition of wealthy people,
Presidential outreach to the Democrats who'll be running Congress. I'm Mark Knoller at the White House.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Correspondent Sheila McVicker in London has the story. Intelligence agencies have been warned that transportation targets in Europe might be targeted by terrorists during the holidays.
The warnings come from interrogations of Al-Qaeda suspects who were recently ordered to leave Afghanistan and Pakistan. Arab and other intelligence sources tell CBS News that in the last 6 months, the mountains and battlefields of Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda has withdrawn well-trained Arab fighters.
Those fighters, by the hundreds, have been returning to their home countries by way of Iran, Dubai, and the former Soviet republics. One group of young men, captured as they tried to re-enter their homeland, acknowledged that they were members of Al-Qaeda and told interrogators they'd been ordered to waste no time leaving Afghanistan, but did not know what they were supposed to do next. This is a new tape message from the leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick in Baghdad.
Abu Hamza al-Muhajir talks of the midterm elections in which he says Americans used reason. He also mentions the U.S. budget deficit and the cost of the war in Iraq. But he said the real cost will be in American lives. He said he has 12,000 troops at the ready and 10,000 more in training. And the second phase of jihad or holy war is beginning.
U.S. military reserves might shoulder an even greater burden as the war in Iraq drags on. The top National Guard commander says plans are in the works to send entire National Guard combat brigades back to Iraq for second tours of duty. Now this.
My cough isn't just a cough. I've got a stuffy nose, too. That's why Robitussin CF is my Robitussin.
I have a cough, and I have to hit the road, so I take my Robitussin with me. Robitussin cough gels.
I've got the flu, fever, body aches. That's why Robitussin cough, cold, and flu is my Robitussin.
Robitussin has formulas for coughs, for colds, for congestion, and for flu. So no matter what you've got, there's Robitussin Relief with your name on it. Use as directed.
Will you be watching when LeBron shows us he's wearing his own number? When 8 and 24 add up to 100. Will you be watching when the Suns don't stop at 150? When Chris Paul breaks the ankles of convention? When Shaq reminds us fingers are for rings? Will you be watching when purple and gold become red and blue in L.A.?
Will you be watching when? The NBA on ESPN. Heat versus Nets, followed by Pistons versus Lakers. Coverage begins tonight at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN.
President Bush did some more political peacemaking today.
A day after playing host to the Democratic leaders of the House, Mr. Bush sat down to coffee with their counterparts in the Senate, again saying the bitter election campaign was over and he would strive for bipartisan cooperation.
There is a great opportunity for us to show the country that Republicans and Democrats are equally as patriotic and equally concerned about the future and that we can work together.
Soon-to-be Majority Leader Harry Reid echoed those sentiments, but later told reporters that Democrats will take a more aggressive approach to oversight of administration policies, which he said was non-existent in Congress under GOP control. Mark Knoller, CBS News, the White House.
The starting gun of the 2008 presidential campaign was just fired. Republican officials say Senator John McCain intends to launch an exploratory committee, the first step toward a bid for the White House. Actor Jack Palance died today at his home in Montecito, California. He was 87. Palance was one of Hollywood's tough guys. Here he is in the 1953 Western classic, Shane.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane? I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Late in his career, Palance played another kind of tough guy in the Billy Crystal comedy City Slickers.
Hi, Curly. Kill anyone today?
Staying over here.
Leonard Maltin is the movie critic for Entertainment Tonight.
If you're of a certain age, City Slickers is the thing you'll remember most. It was his most prominent and most rewarding role in the latter part of his career, but for a lot of years he was one of the screen's leading villains.
When he accepted the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in City Slickers in 1992, Palance famously dropped to the stage and did one-arm push-ups to show how physically fit he was. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Hi, I'm David Orrick.
Now,
Hi, 5 minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 2 of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You just heard CBS News reporting on the death of Jack Palance, who died at 87. He died of natural causes in his California home, and he had starred in a number of films. But also it was announced today that former 49ers coach Bill Walsh has leukemia. He is a Hall of Fame coach. He built an NFL dynasty with the Niners, and he revolutionized the sport from his West Coast office with his West Coast events. And he disclosed today that he has leukemia. He says, "I'm positive." He says, "But I'm not evangelistic." He's 74. He said, "I'm pragmatically doing everything my physicians recommend, and I'm working my way through it." He said, "The cancer was first diagnosed in 2004, but he feels better since a series of blood transfusions in the past months." He said, "The worst phase was 3 or 4 weeks ago." He says, "I've come back dramatically since, and I am better." He's going public now, he says, because word has begun to circulate. So 49ers coach Bill Walsh announces today that he has leukemia, and that was the disease that killed Ed Bradley, who died yesterday at the age of 65, and Jack Palance dies at the age of 87. So we're talking about politics. We're talking about everything today, because our fabulous Friday show is even a greater bazaar of flea market ideas than our usual shows are. And we have had quite a week here. We have had quite a run. And one of you asked the question, and I want to respond to it even more fully, about what happens when the Democrats take over. Well, Barbara Boxer is expected to become chairwoman of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. And let me just share with you some of what's going on in the Wall Street Journal reporting. And by the way, Jane Harmon would like to chair the Intelligence Committee, but it looks like she and Nancy Pelosi have had a frosty relationship for some time, so I don't know what's going to happen there. In the Senate, the likely new Intelligence Committee Chairman Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia said he will complete an investigation in the White House's case for invading Iraq that Republicans were accused of stalling. So that's one investigation that's going to happen. Jay Rockefeller, who says he's going to complete an investigation into the White House case for invading Iraq that Republicans were accused of stalling. Michigan Senator Carl Levin is in line to take over the most powerful congressional oversight body, the Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, which routinely sends staffers to Iraq and other overseas countries. Carl Levin of Michigan, a critic of the Iraq war, has previously promised to conduct tougher oversight of the administration's use of no-bid contracting in Iraq, where the $21.8 billion U.S.-led rebuilding effort is winding down without having restored pre-war levels of water or electricity. In other words, these companies just took the money and they ran. In the House, Representative Benny Thompson of Mississippi is expected to take over the House Committee on Homeland Security. He is promising to haul Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff before the panel to face questions on issues ranging from the no-bid contracts awarded after Hurricane Katrina to the number of vacancies in the department's senior management. "The secretary only came before our committee 2 times this entire year," he says, "and that's not enough." Thompson said he can't be a stranger before the Homeland Security Committee. He's going to have to be fully engaged, and I'm going to demand that of him. Benny Thompson is likely to be one of the largest burrs in the side of the Bush administration, as is California Representative Henry Waxman, who will run the House Government Reform Committee. Waxman, an unrelenting critic of the White House, said he will boost oversight of the Bush administration and broad swaths of corporate America, with a particular focus on prescription drug prices, oil company profits, and Halliburton Company's contracting work in Iraq. And I have a sidebar to that story, which I will share with you momentarily. But Democrats will face internal divisions as they decide where to focus their investigative muscle. Liberal Dems, such as the membership of the activist organization MoveOn.org, want the party to investigate the case for the Iraq war and instances of possible corporate misconduct. By contrast, and this is the question I want to ask you, centrist and conservative Dems like Hillary Clinton and many of the newly elected, lawmakers from southern and western states argue that the party should avoid taking, quote, too harsh a stance against big business or the Bush administration. So let me put that out there to you. Are you, which side do you think is better for the Democrats? The MoveOn.org side, which says it wants the party to investigate the administration's case for the Iraq war and the instances of possible corporate misconduct? Or should everybody be like Joe Lieberman and Hillary Clinton and centrist and conservative Democrats and avoid taking too harsh a stance against big business and the Bush administration? 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. I want to remind you that on November 16th, we are going to be joined by Frank McCourt, the novelist, wonderful writer and raconteur. He'll be with us live in studio. He'll be here on California Lecture Series. So I just want to let you know that that's at 4 o'clock. But my question is, which way do we go? These are some of the investigations that we can expect to have happen. George in SAC, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid. Hey, I got two things. One, I want to answer your question about the numbers in the vote counting, and then I got a question for the audience. Maybe we can get an answer for you in the audience. Okay. Now when you're, if you have, let's say you're still counting the votes and you haven't finished, like you're sitting there watching them on television,
okay,
and they say candidate A is 100 ahead of candidate B.
Okay.
Well, then obviously you're going to have another 100 plus one to come in for candidate B before he passes the guy up, assuming that A doesn't get any more votes. You see, the next 100 would match him because you can't just get 50 votes.
I know. That guy told me you have to have half plus one. So, I'm a math dope, so I took him at his word, but
I believe what he was talking about was once the votes are all in and they've been counted, but you believe there's been a mistake and you recount the votes, and let's say you've got 100
votes. But wait a minute. Let's say that candidate A has 100 votes and candidate B has 50 votes. Candidate B's got to have 50 more votes plus one.
No, but let's say the votes have already been counted and you just want to recount them and you're looking for a mistake. Okay, you don't have to find a whole 100 votes that were miscounted. You just got to find 50 plus one.
See, okay. Oh, is that what he was talking about, the recount?
I believe it was. Now, I heard him, and I'm telling you, I'm not sure that's what he was, but maybe one of your excellent staff can replay that to themselves and let you know. But
okay. All right, George.
What he was talking about was for a recount. You've only got to get half of the votes that you're behind that were mistakes and count them over to your side.
Okay. I thank you very much for that. 349-1320. Marisa in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Marisa.
Hey, Enid. I've got a comment and I've got a question for the audience. My comment is on what you were just talking about, what should Dems really concentrate on. Well, you know, if we really took a hard line like MoveOn.org, even if I'm a member of MoveOn.org, unfortunately, we'd have to investigate 6 years' worth of stuff that's been going on that nobody in Congress has paid attention to. That's an overwhelming kind of...
Well, you know, you can pick and choose. I mean, what MoveOn.org is... They're talking about the Iraq war. They want an investigation of that, the administration's case for the war, and the instances of possible corporate misconduct. And I think by that, they are probably referring to the no-bid contract. You know, all this, an enormous amount of our money went over there to these brigands and pirates who just made off with it in the dead of night and did nothing. You don't even have the same electricity and water levels restored after we went in there as were happening before we went in there. I mean, that's really pretty shabby.
I couldn't agree with you more. The problem is that if we come on with both barrels loaded and we just do nothing but investigate, then we're going to be accused in 2 years of stonewalling everything and not making any progress that we had indicated we would work together to make some progress. Now,
can we do a little of both?
I really do think we have to pick and choose, and we have to pick the major ones, the lies that we've been told about Iraq and why we got involved with that quagmire, and all of the no-bid contracts that have gone on to the big and mighty. My question to the audience, particularly those who are Republicans and are, you know, supporters of this administration, the criticisms that I've heard in the last couple of days is, you know, it's not criticism, actually, it's what the Bush and some of his counterparts said basically is we want to negotiate, we want to work together, we want to make this a bipartisan kind of thing. Well, you know what? For 6 years,
yeah, where were they?
Nonpartisan.
They were. Where were they? The moment
now. all of a sudden, we've come out and we've said we're going to work in a nonpartisan condition, which is this is the way we should work all the time, not just after we've been absolutely trounced by the opposition. But we should work like this in Congress all the time. So,
I couldn't agree with you. Marisa, I couldn't agree with you more. What's your question, quickly?
My question to the Republicans out there and to the hardliners is, when have you heard per se we're going to work with the opposition until yesterday?
Well, I think I know I could answer that question, but I love the point that you made, and I thank you for making it, Marisa. 349-1320. We have one line open, 866-626-1320. The question that we're asking here is, which approach is the better approach? Is it better to do the MoveOn.org approach, which would be to investigate the administration's case for the war and the instances of possible corporate misconduct, or to soft pedal it the way conservative and middle-of-the-road Democrats want to do, and Hillary Clinton is an example of it, and Joe Lieberman probably is an example of it, that they're feeling that the party should avoid taking too harsh a stance between big business or the Bush administration. Let me tell you something. Here's what I think. Ultimatums never work. They don't work in business. They don't work in love, in romance. They don't work in life. And in a way, it's not an either-or situation here. It isn't, well, we have to investigate everything, or we investigate not too much, and we soft-pedal it, and we walk in our crepe soles, and that's the end of that. Forget about it. We can do both. We can investigate the things that are important to investigate, and then we also have to throw in our lot together and try to get things done as well as we are able to do that. And if the Republicans want to sign on and help to develop the common good, which is critical at this time in our history, at this time in our country's life, then that is fine. And if they won't sign on to do it, we have the votes to go without them, assuming that all the Democrats can decide that they're going to have latte together at the same time and what scone they're going to have to dip into it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Eric in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Eric.
Hi. Am I on?
You are. Welcome.
Hello. Hey, yeah, any way we can get these guys, You need to get them or else they'll do it again.
Well, you mean you need to expose them?
Yeah.
Well, but I think Marisa was saying if you spend all your time exposing them, investigating them, you're going to piss off the Republicans. You won't be able to work with them on anything. And you won't get anything done. And so in 2 years, when Congress is up for re-election, they'll say, what have you done, Democrats? And you won't have a good answer unless you've really exposed a lot of things that are so unnerving. People will be happy that you have done it.
I think there's enough people you can do both.
Okay, I like that. That would be my answer, and thanks very much. 349-1320 opens up a line, 866-626-1320. Oh, before I forget about it, Prime Suspect on public TV, Helen Mirren is so good. This is the final episode. If you remember, we had Rick Cushman on, who's a TV columnist for the Sacramento Bee, and he gave away some of it, which I wish he hadn't have done. But anyway, she is such a fabulous actor, and part one is Sunday night, and I'm assuming KVIE doesn't always carry the schedule, but I'm assuming that they will be carrying it. I think Rick Cushman said so in his column, and the New York Times gave it just a wonderful review, and her work is so good, and I love that character. DCI Jane Tennyson, you know, it's shot in London, and if you've seen the series evolve, Helen Mirren's over a period of years, I think this is like the seventh in the series. And anyway, I had to get that in. Jim in Chico. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jim.
Hi, I wanted to explain to you what the guy meant about you only need half the votes to win. Is what he meant was that if half the people plus one switched from one candidate to the other, then the other candidate would win.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Not entirely. I have to think about this when I'm not on the air.
Okay.
I'm taking this under advisement, Jim.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to see some investigations. I mean, yes, the Democrats have to accomplish some new legislation. They have to raise the minimum wage. They have to do some other things. But I also want to see them do investigations and get to the bottom of the corruption in the Bush administration.
I do, too. I am so with you. And I think that what we saw on Election Day was a lot of anger. A lot of people I know are angry, even people that you wouldn't expect. A lot of us are angry. And I think you saw that played out on Election Day. And I think part of that anger is we want to find out what's really been going on.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks very much. And thanks for the math lesson. But I'm hopeless. 349-1321 line is open. 866-626-1320. Suzanne in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Enid. I actually wanted to make a comment about the question you had yesterday. It took me 24 hours to come up with my answer.
Well.
But you were asking, why would gay people go against gay people? And really, sexual preference has nothing to do with ethics. You know, why would Christians go against Christians? Why would Republicans or Democrats be crooked? There is a certain percentage of society. What's your preference?
All right, now wait a minute. Make that case again. In other words, I was asking the question yesterday, why would gay Republicans, high-level gay Republicans, sign on, aside from the paycheck, the prestige, all the reasons why you want to keep a job like that, but why would they continue to support people who only demonize people who are gay? Now, so explain that to me again.
Explain it to you again?
Yes.
Why would anybody want to be a crook? It doesn't matter whether you're gay, heterosexual, Christian, Muslim, or what have you. Those things have no bearing on whether or not you're going to screw somebody else.
In other words, you exempt yourself from the equation. You say, I may be gay, but I'm exempting myself from that category, and I don't care who they demonize as long as I can keep my job?
That's right. It's a power thing.
Well, it is a power thing, but it means they have no conscience, doesn't it?
That's right.
Yes. Okay. So it's only about the power. So then can we conclude from this little example of logical or semi-logical or almost logical reasoning that anybody who remains a Republican has no conscience and who is gay and supports people like this? Can we say that, Suzanne, with any certitude?
There are some good Republicans, just like there are some good Christians and Muslims, but it's the bad group that we have to concentrate on to defeat, because our good is what we're looking for. So, you know, you can't blame it on one group.
Okay, I thank you for the call. And here's why I want to put the call out to Republicans. I know Republicans and conservatives, except for Doolittle, or Howdy Doolittle, as one of you calling him. It has been a tough week for you, but we would love to hear from you and want to hear how you feel about, if you want to talk about it. I know this is, you know, you already started drinking at 11 o'clock this morning in order to drown your sorrows, but if you're still semi-coherent, we want to hear from you. We actually have one line open, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Douglas in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Douglas.
Oh, hi, thank you. I was agreeing with your position. I think we can do both. I think the Republicans we can work with who are not currently or about to be under indictment. So, I just feel that I think we should see where things go, and
I think the very serious things is where we start first.
Mm-hmm.
Not the nitpicky stuff, but the really serious stuff. We need to look at Katrina and why more wasn't done, why New Orleans was allowed to drown, and what was happening there. We need to look at Iraq. We need to look at some of these, the corruption, the no-bid contracts, and so forth. And
oh, yeah.
I have some additional information about that, Douglas, too. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, it really doesn't matter what kind of person you are, because the roads are still jam-packed, jammed up, and I'd like to get to the bottom of it, really, but I don't think it has anything to do with that either. Eastbound 50 just east of Bass Lake, we have a three-car crash stopping things down on here to Sacramento. Northbound I-5 and eastbound I-80, two-car crash. Otherwise, it's looking pretty smooth, so I meant that earlier. Close tonight, 45, highs coming up tomorrow, around 69, maybe some showers. Saturday evening, Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Credit card debt doesn't go away on its own. But what do you do if you're maxed out, in a jam, or going through a bad period? You didn't want to get so deep in debt. But now, how are you going to get yourself out? If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA. They're the specialists at restructuring excessive debt into an affordable plan. Debt Settlement USA isn't bankruptcy or a loan program. It's a personal, confidential service that represents you and negotiates significant reductions with your creditors so you get out of debt faster and more affordably than you could on your own. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA for a free consultation. Call 1-866-626-6444. Your call is completely confidential and there is no obligation. You can get out of debt faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. That's 1-866-626-6444.
Ever
since we got Sure West broadband services, you guys haven't left the house.
Actually, Mom, we haven't left the couch.
Oh, good point, son. Can you pass the chips?
Oh, come on, guys. Let's go out to a movie.
Why? We get them all with Sure West. HBO, Cinemax, Stars Encore, Showtime, the movie channel.
Then let's go to a game.
Why, honey? We can see it all with Sure West. Sports live and high def.
Okay, well, what about dinner?
I'll go online with Sure West, or we'll call and have it delivered. Make life easy with Sure West. You get digital basic TV, high-speed internet, and residential phone, all for just $79 a month. Plus, call now and get two premium services like HBO, HDTV, or TiVo for 3 months free.
Honey, any soda in the fridge?
Why don't you call Sure West? Maybe they have that, too.
Call 866-SURE-WEST or go to surewest.com. Restrictions apply. Offer excludes taxes, fees, and rebates. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, Sure West.
More than $2 million. That's right. After this year's 8th annual Sacramento Magazine Best of Sacramento Party, more than $2 million will have been raised for our local March of Dimes. Mark this date, Thursday, November 30th at the Sacramento Convention Center from 4:30 to 10 o'clock. Dress up and come to the celebration of everything that's great about our region with more than 200 of Sacramento Magazine's top subscribers and editors' picks showcasing their best. Enjoy the best food and drinks, shops, desserts, entertainment, and celebrities. At 9 p.m., everyone parties to the hottest dance band in our region, Wonder Bread 5. Tickets are now on sale at the Community Center box office, 264-5181, or visit tickets.com. Best of all, every penny of your ticket price goes to the March of Dimes. Sponsored in part by the Hard Rock Cafe, Total Beauty Experience, Harley Davidson of Elk Grove, Milgard Windows, and the Firehouse Restaurant.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, we're talking about a lot of things, and we're talking about whether or not there should be an investigation and to what extent there should be investigations of this administration, both when it comes to Katrina, Iraq, and so on. And so you have the MoveOn.org crowd that says yes, and then you have the more moderate and conservative Democrats who think that we ought to soft pedal some of it. And on Veterans Day, which we are, you know, we are commemorating today, the actual day is tomorrow, you know, these are valid issues to consider. And I want to add this to the conversation, too, as a matter of fact. This is, I think, apropos because we have all these potential investigations that will go on. The question is, can a company under investigation by the Justice Department raise hundreds of millions of dollars in an initial public offering? What if there are two separate investigations? Or three? Next week, we're going to get the answer to that question, or an even more daunting question, and that is, can KBR, as Kellogg, Brown, and Root is now known, raise $500 million from investors, even though four Justice Department investigations are pending, as well as an inquiry by the British government. So this is part of Halliburton. KBR is part of Halliburton. There are four Justice Department inquiries into Halliburton, plus, or investigations, plus an inquiry by the British government. And the question is, can KBR raise the hundreds of millions of dollars it wants to raise in an IPO, an initial public offering, when there are all these investigations of it? KBR is now a subsidiary of Halliburton, the oil services giant. Now, let me get to the Dick Cheney part in this story. In recent years, it has lost money on most of its operations, but it has made that up with profit from its work for the American and British governments in the Middle East, mostly in Iraq. One of the criminal investigations, a criminal, and do you remember in the Bill Clinton administration, the Clinton administration, if you overcharged the government, if you tried to screw the government in any way, if you were a company, corporation, you were prevented from doing business. again with the government. Well, that was one of the first things that got rescinded when Dickey came to town, galloped up on that broken down mule he came in on. Anyway, one of the criminal investigations stems from KBR's Iraq contracts, with a grand jury looking into issues of fraud in purchasing supplies for the government. Remember, they were foisting on our support the troops tainted bottled water. Remember that part? Another inquiry is investigating possible overcharges for work that KBR did for the U.S. in the Balkans from 1996 to 2000. If the deal were being sold by a real estate agent, the ad might read, "Motivated seller." Rarely has any major company been clearer about its desire to be free of a subsidiary. So Halliburton wants to dump KBR. Whether or not the offering finds buyers, Halliburton plans to distribute its remaining shares in KBR to Halliburton shareholders. Why the desire to get out? Well, because KBR is a drag on the parent company's profits, but reading the prospectus raises at least two other possible explanations. One is liability concerns. The other is more psychological. The legal problems that could be most important serve as a reminder of a deal gone awry. The deal was Halliburton's almost $8 billion 1998 acquisition of Dresser Industries, engineered, and here comes the name, engineered by Dick Cheney, then Halliburton's chief executive. The merger accomplished a major strategic goal, making Halliburton the world's largest provider of oil field services. But Halliburton's due diligence under Dick Cheney, another who proves himself a dick in all these instances, failed to either uncover or appreciate the importance of some significant issues. And remember this, there were asbestos liabilities. And they ended up forcing some Halliburton units into bankruptcy and cost the parent company billions. I remember a few years ago, somebody did an analysis of Dick Cheney's business decisions. And if you decided opposite the way he decided, you had a greater chance of success. And this is a salient example of it. So the quicker the Democrats can start to launch investigations that need to be launched, I can't wait for that to happen. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. Let's head over to Willie in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Willie.
Hey, how's it going? You know, I just called in because I heard you say that you wanted to hear from conservatives, and that would be me.
Okay.
You know, so what do you want to hear?
Well, how do you feel about what happened on Tuesday?
Well, you know, I'm not entirely shocked. I mean, it's no secret that the Republican base is, you know, falling apart. You know, I'm a veteran, and I wouldn't say I'm a strict conservative, but I do vote conservative when the choice is between a Democrat and conservative, unless there's an issue that I agree with.
Did you vote for any Democrats at all on Tuesday?
No.
None. You voted all a straight Republican ticket. Okay, let me ask you, are you a Rush Limbaugh listener?
Am I what?
A Rush Limbaugh listener.
No, actually, I can't. You know, when I was 17, I went to Rush's Dan's bake sale in Fort Collins, Colorado. So, you know, that was like 15 years ago. But
so you don't listen. You don't listen to him.
No,
are you furious that the president showed Rummy the door 10 hours after the election? You know, the numbers were in, rather than before the election? He might have saved some Republican seats if Rummy had gone before the election, some angry Republicans are alleging. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like the president lied to you because he told everybody he was going to stay the course with both Rummy and Cheney?
No, and I understand how that works. I've got a master's degree in public administration, and I know how government works. If the president would have said, "I don't have faith in Donald Rumsfeld," then, you know, that kind of ripples through the economy. You know, same thing. That's just the kind of stuff that happens.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that the president couldn't say it because it would have rippled through the economy and had a negative effect? But what about the president lying about it?
Lying about the war or lying about staying the course with Rumsfeld?
Lying about staying the course with Rumsfeld.
You know, that's an internal decision, and I know a lot of liberals think that the conservatives are, you know, have half a brain because they assume that the president and the administration has more information than the average conservative. But that's what I firmly believe that. And if you know, President Bush and Donald Rumsfeld. I mean, Donald Rumsfeld, you got to, he might not have wanted his job anymore, just like a lot of people that run for office.
Oh, he was showing, he was, Cheney, it was reported that Cheney argued vigorously on behalf of retaining Rummy, and that those two have been dancing in each other's arms for the last 30 or 40 years working together. So they're very tight, and the reports are that Rumsfeld wanted to stay. All right, the question you posed, what about the president's lies about the war? What about that? How do you support that?
Okay, well, I support the retaliation for 9/11, okay, in Afghanistan. I don't support let's prop up Afghanistan and then let them sell opiates to Americans. Okay, that I don't support. That's where the president lost me on that issue.
Okay.
In Iraq, though, okay, as a veteran, I did 5 years in the Marine Corps, and I don't believe, and I'm also astute at business, you need to erect barriers and have an exit strategy. Now, I'm not for the cut and run, and I'm not for the John Kerry kind of stuff, but...
You need a plan. You're saying you need a plan, and they don't have a plan. Well, but what about the fact that we're in Iraq to begin with? What are we doing there? What did that have to do with 9/11?
Well, you know, I don't believe that it was a hotbed, you know, for terrorism and all this stuff, although I do know that the whole Middle East is corrupted with... terrorism camps everywhere. That's what
yeah, so why didn't we finish the job in Afghanistan? What did we go to Iraq for? Take our eye off the ball.
Well, I do think, I give the president props for, you know, that resolution from the UN that the Iraqi government repeatedly just blew the international community off of. Now, I don't think that was enough to base a war on, but I do give the president...
So you're really not a supporter of this war in Iraq, is what you're saying?
Well, I'm a supporter of the troops, and I am a supporter of getting rid of Saddam Hussein because of all the...
Yeah, but we have worse dictators in the Congo, in Africa. We have, Charles Taylor. We got a lot of terrible people, and I don't think that's a litmus test. But you know what? Here's what I'm delighted about, Willie.
Can I add one thing?
Go ahead.
Mexico, there's a lot of stuff in Mexico that happens that we don't address. People get kidnapped and taken to southern Mexico, women do, to be forced to breed and be homemakers. And that's not covered, you know. So I understand that there
well,
are
wait till
worse
they,
things
well, well, wait till,
than Iraq.
Well, wait till they well wait till they get their hands on Paris Hilton. I'm quaking in my boots. All right, here's what I want to say to you, Willie. I'm going to give you some props. I want to give you some props for calling in and admitting that you're a conservative and talking with us today, and I hope you'll call us again. And I thank you for doing it. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. We have one line open. Let's head over to... Jack and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jack. You got to have your radio off. Jack. Okay, bye, Jack. You always have to have your radio off because we have that delay going. So let's take a break right now, and we will take more of your calls, which means we have another line open. 349-1320, 866, 620, 61320. The question we're asking, do we take the MoveOn.org approach, which is let's investigate, let's look at the war, let's look at the corporate scams and the corruption that's gone on, or the middle-of-the-road conservative Hillary, Joe Lieberman, let's not investigate too much, let's not rock the boat too much. What do you think? I think we can do both, but what do you think? 349-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Ah, a little sprinkly, beautiful weather outside. I just stepped out. Well, that sprinkly now is going to be this weekend. Beautiful, though. 69 degrees. I love it. Traffic slowed down just a little bit. I-5 and J Street. Coming back, northbound Cap City Freeway just past Arden Way. Everybody's going shopping. It's Friday. A three-car crash over there, stopping things down to northbound I-5. At eastbound I-80, we do have a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue on this fabulous Friday at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong.
Yeah.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hello. Did you know that bottle or newspaper you toss in the recycle bin could be your kitchen countertop tomorrow? You don't have to wait until tomorrow to find eco-friendly choices for countertops, flooring, and paint. You can find them today at Green Sacramento, Fulton at Alta Arden. Looking for something unique instead of the ever-present granite slab? Imagine glass pebbles embedded in composite materials creating a collage of color and texture, unique and exquisite, and only at Green Sacramento, Fulton at Alta Arden. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have the warmth of hardwood floors without the negative impact on our forests? You can today, only at Green Sacramento, Fulton at Alta Arden. Install eco-friendly hardwood floors today, just in time for the holidays. And would you like to paint a room without the toxic smell? Or take home a large wall paint swatch to make color choice easy? You can today at Green Sacramento, Fulton at Alta Arden. Come explore the many options and vast selection of unique materials to remodel or upgrade your home. Unique, practical, creative, and eco-friendly. Green Sacramento, Fulton at Alta Arden, or on the web at greensacramento.com.
In the world of small business, you hear all kinds of offers for products and services, but have little time to listen. So you learn how to size things up quickly. Like this. For less than $95 a month, get AT&T Unlimited Local Calling, nationwide long distance, high-speed internet, and unified messaging. A service that consolidates messages from your email, fax, office phone, and wireless phone into a single mailbox. That's an 18% savings for the first year on our most essential services, backed by the most complete and secure network of the new AT&T. Call your AT&T small business expert at 1-888-ATT-8339 or go to att.com. The new AT&T, your world delivered.
Available to businesses with 1 to 10 lines. Requires 1-year term. Taxes and other charges extra. For details of additional charges and requirements, call 888-288-1405 toll-free.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, Mondays through Fridays. I hope you're telling all your friends we're here. A lot of people still don't know that we're here, that Enid Live is here, that AM 1320 Sacramento has a left channel, and that we are here, that Scott and Sims, the Morning Retort, is here, 5:30 to 9. And while, you know, we have Randy Rhodes and Al Franken and lots of wonderful programming, a good weekend show is David Bender and he's also in the evenings. Wait, he's not in the weekends anymore. But Mike Papantonio and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are, and they are very good. The Ring of Fire, that's a really good show. 349-1320. Oh, I shouldn't have given you the numbers because we don't have any open lines, but we will. Huey in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Huey.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, and always better on Fridays.
Yes, and better after the election. Good results overall, I thought.
Yes.
Although I'm real concerned today. I was looking at something at Daily Kos and also at a couple of other Internet sites, and there's some chatter back east among the D.C. establishment that there's going to be an effort to bump off Howard Dean as chair of the DNC.
Why? Why are they? It seems to me that he delivered the goods a lot. Yeah. I know that he and Rahm Emanuel were not speaking because Howard Dean wanted to put something in place that would be, you know, for down the line, and Rahm Emanuel wanted it for right now, and so they were at odds with each other.
And what I'm hearing is that that's carried forward, but I think Howard Dean's strategy has been vindicated. I mean, the reason I think we did so well is because we had a 50-state strategy and because we had candidates running in seats that we'd blown off in the past. But James Carville was quoted today as saying that we should get rid of Howard Dean and replace him with Harold Ford Jr.
I think that James Carville should get rid of Mary Madeline.
Well, there is that. In fact, personally, I believe that neither of them really care a whit about their respective principles. I think for them, it's just a big game.
It's a game, and it's a power game, and it's a money game. And the idea of those two wiggling around in each other's arms is more than I am capable of imagining.
There are.
We're not going there. That's
right. FCC regulations to prohibit that kind of conversation. but no, I'm just very concerned, and I think that people ought to let their voices be heard on this one, because that
would how would you let your voice, except for going onto the Daily Kos website, how would you let your voice be heard? You let the DNC know about it? The DCCC know about it? How do you do it?
Well, I think part of it is we work through our own democratic elected. I think we call it Doris Matsui out here and say, you know, real working Democrats who had a lot to do with making this happen, you know, don't want to hear about this. Charlie Brown will get several appointments to the Democratic State Central Committee, and presumably his appointees would be people who will say this is a nonsense strategy. We just need to make a lot of noise.
In other words, it's at that level that it gets funneled upward.
That's right.
Okay,
yeah.
I got gotcha.
You. Just need to make a lot of noise, because that would be unconscionable if that were to happen.
Well, Doris Matsui's got to pull herself off the Iraq war long enough to make that recommendation.
Well, there is that, too. But,
Huey, thank you very much. Thanks for the heads up on this.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. And what sound would Howard Dean make in celebration is the question I think that John Stewart was asking. It opens up a line, 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. Byron in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Byron.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Call.
You're welcome.
And I just want to compliment you real quick on your last interview with a conservative caller. I thought that was really great how you asked him intelligent questions and didn't try and trick him or play games or humiliate him. You'd never see that on Rush or any other show like that. So,
well, I don't think you ever
really
hear...
great how you handle that.
Oh, thank you.
You hear the other side's opinion. I mean, it's an intelligent conversation.
On a show like Rush's, I think they screen out anything that's going to be too threatening to Rush, and I don't think they have much of the other side on Rush's show. Do they?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
No. But I just my point was, I think we ought to go full speed ahead with all of the investigations. That's really why there was a sea change in Congress. People are unhappy with the way the war is being conducted, aside from their unhappiness with Bush, just the war in general. And if people start criticizing and saying, well, it's just the Democrats being political, the comeback to that is, look, no one's looked at this for 6 years. It's not our fault that nothing's been done and all this work has stacked up for 6 years that no one's looked at. We need to go through and see why there are billions and billions being wasted in contracts year after year.
With no results. No electricity, no water in Iraq, no results. People take the money, they run. A lot of people got rich off of Iraq. If they were willing to go there and risk their lives, they could get very rich.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. I think that we need to send a message to, Dianne Feinstein is she's going to be in a very powerful position. Barbara Boxer, the Democrats are all going to be in powerful positions. And we need to send a message to them that this is what we want, that the middle-of-the-road stuff is not going to really cut it, that we really want some serious investigations, not on every little jot and tittle. But, here's the point I wanted to make. There is something in the armamentarium. I think isn't it called a smart bomb? My understanding of what a smart bomb is, those of you who are in the military or have been in the military, as we commemorate Veterans Day today, or the official is tomorrow, but a lot of people have the day off today. Isn't there something called a smart bomb? And my understanding of what a smart bomb is that it's set to go forward, you know, in the future somewhere. Now, maybe I sort of concocted this somewhere along the line, so you're going to have to set me straight. But it seems to me that there are smart bombs, or even more to the point, landmines from this administration all over the place. We see the softening of the housing bubble. It's about to burst. We see a lot of things going on. And they were going to be able to keep it together maybe for a couple of years. But as these investigations go forward and you expose the sludge that's there, the corruption, the depth of corruption, the incompetence that has been exercised, the all the stuff that you're going to uncover, I think it's going to be it's like they've made everything horrible. And now the Democrats have got to clean it up. And it's going to take a couple of years even just to clean it up and to begin to investigate it. And I hope that we have in this couple of years some time to actually get some new things going. But they have left such a horrible mess that it is for us to clean up is the problem. Red in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Red.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
Good. Listen, you're absolutely right. Not only can we do both processes at the same time,
make corrective legislation and start cleaning up the mess. But vigorous prosecutions and vigorous investigations are complementary to that. It's through those investigations that we can learn just what we need to put in the new legislation to correct those measures, to prevent the kinds of abuses we've seen.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate for a moment.
Sure.
Democrats rely on corporate money just like Republicans do. And the moment you come into the House of Representatives, you have to raise $70,000 a day is what I have heard, and you got to start dialing for dollars. How are they going to keep themselves from being as corrupted by the process as the Republicans have been? How are we going to let them know that what we want here is a new day? We want transparency. We want sunshine. We want a new day here.
Well, that's one thing that good investigations and pushing for good investigations will help us do. It will teach us what we need to do to support people changing their diets and getting their resources in honest and above board ways. And I think as those processes move forward, people will see that you can do this out in the open.
Okay, I hope that that's the case. I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Maureen in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Enid. Among the many things that I want the Democrats to investigate when they finally get into office in January is the tax-exempt status of these churches that have signed people up to the Republican Party.
They only want to do the liberal Episcopalian church in Pasadena. They don't want to examine the conservative churches.
We have a conservative Congress, but now that the Democrats are going to be taking over, I think they should investigate the tax exempt status of any church that has been preaching government from the pulpit, which they're not allowed to do.
Okay, that's an excellent suggestion. Thanks, Maureen. 349-1320, 866-620-6120. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, I tell you what, Enid, the traffic is beautiful. I feel like it's a Tuesday afternoon or something. It is nice and normally fast on Southbound 99. Gap City Freeway going northbound. What? I have zero traffic hazards on Arden Way. Eastbound I-80 at Penrod. Where in Eads that is? Oh, it's in Auburn. Okay, well, that's the only slow place. Eden Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
While they're slinging mud, we're slinging the truth.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Eden Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is News 10 Now. I'm Christina Mendonca. Three potential suspects are in custody in the murder of Sacramento Sheriff's Deputy Jeff Mitchell. We'll tell you how investigators came to know about these three men tonight at 5. Also, a moving event to thank veterans of World War II today. We'll hear from them about how much it still means to hear the simple words, thank you. And you probably already noticed clouds moving in. Patty Souza has more on what's to come this weekend. It's all today at 5 on News 10.
Hi, I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The Sacramento International Auto Show is at Cal Expo today through Sunday. See the new 2007 models from over 41 auto manufacturers. Check out some fiddlers when the California State Old Time Fiddlers Association performs on Sunday at the Orangevale Grange Hall. And I'll be the MC for Sacramento's Veterans Day Parade on Sunday. The parade gets underway at 1 o'clock, but you'll want to come out early for a memorial service that will take place at the reviewing stand on 10th between 15th and N at 12:15. Like I said, the parade starts at 1 o'clock and the route will go around the Capitol. And this year's parade theme is honoring our heroes, past and present. Hope to see you there. I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The
Al Franken Show.
When the Congress is lied to by the executive branch on the cost of a piece of legislation that they're voting on, and they don't get mad, unbelievable to me. Medicare Part D is probably the best example of something that's corrupt on every level. And by the way, how has that not been looked into? This is a crime.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays 9 to noon on AM 1320.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7. We have one line open. We're asking the question whether or not it's the MoveOn.org agenda, which they want to investigate the run-up to the war. They want to investigate the war. They want to focus their investigative muscle on the administration's case for the Iraq war and the instances of possible corporate misconduct. And you know what? I think that's the right road to go. I think that you want to do serious investigations, and I think you also want to clean up the mess that the administration has left behind, and I think you also want to be able to move forward, and you have to do all of it at once. 349-1320, Ron in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Enid. I love your brain.
Thank you.
I had the discussion last night.
My brain's at 34D. No, just kidding. Yes, Ron?
My mom and I had discussion about the takeover, and this isn't about revenge. This is about world and actually...
Wait. This is... You broke up. This isn't about revenge. It's about what?
It's about actually, you know, answering to the world and policing our own, bringing justice to ourselves.
And restoring our credibility around the world. We are reviled and we are despised.
Yeah, this is the revenge. If you're talking about revenge, the Iraqis have the revenge. The Republicans did this to our country, not the Democrats.
I couldn't agree with you more, Ron. 349-1320, Jack in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jack. Oh, you know what, Jack? This is the second time he's done that. He's got to have his radio down. You've got to, when you guys call in, you cannot have your radio up. And for obvious reasons, we are on a delay. So don't. Fred in Elk Grove, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Fred.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. My comment is, although I think we need to investigate and a lot of questions need to be answered, we need to try to get our credibility back in the world, I think it would be strategically a political mistake if it just seems as though all we're doing is investigating and trying to blame the Republicans for everything, because a lot of independents voted for the Democrats, and they're going to be disappointed if all we can do is point the finger and say it's all the Republicans' fault. That may be true, but we need to produce results.
Why can't we do everything at once? Why is it an either-or situation?
I think you can do everything at once, but, you know, you only have so much time, and you have to prioritize. I think if it comes down to a question of prioritizing what we should do, we should focus on getting things done first. And then, you know, the other thing is, I mean, there is law enforcement to try and figure a lot.
Well, if you're investigating people and you find out that they've broken the law, yes, you have to go forward with that. Bill.
CBS News. I'm Bill Whitney. Al-Qaeda is up to something. CBS News correspondent Sheila McVicker reports hundreds of well-trained Arab fighters have been withdrawn from Afghanistan and Pakistan, returning to their home countries to await further instructions.
A senior Arab diplomat speaking to CBS News on condition that neither he nor his country be identified said that a group of young men detained several weeks ago when they tried to re-enter their home country acknowledged membership in Al-Qaeda. They told interrogators that they were ordered to, quote, not waste time in departing Afghanistan. According to the diplomat, they also said they did not know why they were being told to go.
CBS News has learned that intelligence agencies have been warned of a possible plot to attack air and rail travel in Europe during the busy holiday season. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick has the latest from Baghdad.
Two soldiers died in a roadside bomb in West Baghdad, one soldier and a Marine in Anbar province. That brings to 25 the number of troops killed this month. The Iraqi health minister, meanwhile, estimates 150,000 Iraqis have died in the war. And in a new audio tape, the head of Al-Qaeda in Iraq says he has 12,000 fighters, 10,000 more in training. And he taunts President Bush to stay on the battlefield.
Fasten your seatbelts for Campaign 08. Reportedly, Arizona Senator John McCain will take the first step toward a presidential bid next week by forming an exploratory committee. Political analyst Stuart Rothenberg is a bit surprised.
A candidate like McCain, it strikes me, could have waited a while longer, just as Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton can wait longer because they're known commodities. But certainly these longer-shot candidates have to start early. Apparently, Senator McCain decided that he, too, needed to signal his intention.
There were more pledges of bipartisan cooperation today when President Bush hosted Senate Majority Leader-to-be Harry Reid at the White House. CBS News political director Dottie Lynch is skeptical.
The photo ops in the past few days are clearly for show. Both sides want to say that they're going to achieve things and work in a bipartisan way. When we get into the next Congress, we'll see how far they take that.
Toward the end of his career, Jack Palance took a comic turn. He won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for his tough cowboy role in City Slickers. Jack Palance died today at his California home. He was 87. He was a big athletic actor who often played tough guys. He made his mark in 1952 when he played an obsessed lover stalking Joan Crawford.
We'll have a second honeymoon. No servants, no visitors, just the two of us.
Sounds wonderful.
It'll be wonderful. I'll start to pack right away.
On Wall Street, some small gains. The Dow Industrial's up 5 points to 12,108. The Nasdaq gained 13 points, closing at 23.89. And the price of oil fell more than $1.50 a barrel to $59.59. This is CBS News.
Peace of mind. We all want it. But where do you find it? And when you do find it, how long does it last? At New York Life, peace of mind starts with a promise and lasts a lifetime. The promise to pay a claim when you need it, even if that day is 30 or 40 years from now. It's why New York Life is built on the unshakable values of financial strength, integrity, and humanity. In the end, peace of mind is why New York Life is the company you keep.
Welcome back to Sports Beat with me, Dan Stevens, and we've got Nancy on a car phone.
Dan, I just missed a turn. Now should I take a right or a left here?
You know this is Sports Beat, don't you?
To easily get back on track when you miss a turn, you want to ask TomTom, not Dan.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you where you're going.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Apparently, everyone in Union County, North Carolina, just thought Sam Duncan ran a low-key campaign. They didn't know how low-key until after the election. CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula has the story.
The local elections director says it's not her job. No one let Monroe, North Carolina voters know that a county board candidate who appeared in newspaper ads the weekend before the election died a month ago. Sam Duncan got the most votes in Tuesday's election. Democratic Party leaders say they didn't know Duncan was dead when they ran the ads. His seat will be filled by appointment. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Fans of Guns N' Roses were disappointed when a concert in Portland, Maine was abruptly canceled this week. Band leader Axl Rose blames particularly draconian authorities who issued a no-drinking order after learning about plans to quaff beer, wine, and Jägermeister on stage. A spokesman for Guns N' Roses says they made it impossible for the band to perform their show to the usual high standards that their fans deserve. I'm Bill.
20, Sacramento's Left Channel.
You are sitting on a coal mine, working in a shop. I was rolling around in a ghost town, waiting on a record to drop. You say you want to get happy, and you're all scared. Well, you should get up for a while, and I'm begging you to do it again. We had a long weekend.
5:05, 5 minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 3 of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And you can join the conversation. We are commemorating Veterans Day today. Tomorrow is the actual holiday. And we've been talking about a lot of things. This has been a remarkable week. This has been an amazing week. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that we would be, well, dancing in the streets until the hard work of it starts to kick in, and that's, you know, in the next 10 minutes. That's tomorrow. That's Monday, actually. What we have been talking about, we've been talking about whether or not there's going to be a split among Democrats, and CNN is reporting that the GOP is bickering amongst itself. What did my mom always used to say? Failure is an orphan and success has many mothers. You know, it's an old phrase that our parents always told us. So now the GOP vaunted for its hewing to the party line. Now they're fragmenting all over the place, bickering with each other, blaming each other, finger-pointing to each other. We love that because it used to be only Democrats that were able to indulge in that happy activity. And we hope that that doesn't happen with Democrats now that we are in charge. We're the adults, whether we wear suits or like the administration are a bunch of empty suits. We are in charge now, and it's our job to roll up our sleeves and clean up the mess that this administration has left us. To investigate, you know, like a good doctor, like a good detective, you've got to investigate what went wrong, who did what, where were the lies, where is the corruption, in order to be able to fix it. So I think that's what we're going to have to do, and it shouldn't be an either-or proposition. MoveOn.org, Democrats on the one hand, saying we need to investigate corruption and the case for the war in Iraq, or the Hillary, Joe Lieberman wing of the party that says, well, you know, let's get our crepe sole shoes on and let's our bunny slippers and let's just tiptoe around this and let's not make too much of a problem about it. Well, I think we have to make a problem about it. But I think that's to heal. And you want transparency and you want sunshine, you're going to need a lot of chlorine to clean up the gook. You're going to need that. So here, let me give you the numbers, 349-1320, 866-626-1320, always toll free. If you've never called my show before, I encourage you to do it. You might be a little bit nervous. I would be nervous, but you'll get over it very quickly, and you'll be able to make a point that many, 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 many people will be able to hear, and it might change things. And you will certainly feel better, or we hope you feel better, but you will have contributed. And the conversation is richer the more people we have to talk with. And this is a place where everybody drops in. You don't know who's going to drop in. Yesterday, Charlie Brown dropped in. We don't know who's going to drop in, but we do know that we're going to have Frank McCourt live in studio, the writer. The book that he got a lot of notice for was Angela's Ashes, became a bestseller, and the most recent book is Teacher Men. He will be with us in studio November 16th, 4 p.m. I want to add this to the conversation. And I want to remind you that one of my favorite actors is Helen Mirren. I think she's so terrific. I will go to see anything that she is in. There are very few people I would say that about. But she's so smart. She's so good. I loved her in Prime Suspect. That's where I think I found her to begin with. A series, kind of a crime series, an English crime series that was, you know, aired periodically on public television. And the last of the series, this is going to be it. This is it, and it's Sunday night. It's a two-parter. So I'm looking forward to that, just to give you a heads up. And remember, you can email me, enid@kctc.com. And if you go to our website, we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And also, if you register as a Left Channel Legionnaire, you have the chance to win really good Dixie Chicks tickets, because they're going to be in Sacramento very shortly. So why don't you wander over to the website. I want to add this to the conversation. I already mentioned the fact that Dick Cheney's was responsible for Halliburton to acquire, or KBR, I guess, to acquire Dresser Industries, which has been nothing but a liability, and they're trying to unload all of that. So somebody, as I said earlier, who once analyzed Dick Cheney's decisions, found, in the business world and otherwise, that if you did exactly the opposite of what he did, you would have a much more successful outcome. All right, here it is. A female Kentucky National Guard soldiers, or there were a number of them, there were a number of female Kentucky National Guard soldiers who allegedly posed nude for pictures before being sent to Iraq. What should the punishment be for those women? The women from the female Kentucky National Guard, now remember, they're stuck for people to go to be in the military. Should there be very, do we care? Should this be punishment at all? Well, here's what they decided on. Female Kentucky National Guard soldiers who allegedly posed nude for pictures before being sent to Iraq will face non-judicial administrative sanctions rather than courts martial, the Army said. Well, first of all, why would they want to court-martial these women if they posed nude before they were being sent to Iraq? And secondly, from a practical standpoint, they need all the manpower and womanpower they can get because nobody wants to go. In fact, there was a piece in today's New York Times, our people in Iraq, our troops, took over this Iraqi man's home because his roof was a good staging area to look for insurgents. So there were six or seven of them. They stormed his house. They took over his roof. Meanwhile, he's sitting in the living room trying to watch TV, and he tells them, because they haven't heard it yet, because they're in Iraq, guess what? Rumsfeld is out. So one tells the other, oh, my God, Rumsfeld is out. And then one of the troops says, who's Rumsfeld? So, you know, they've lowered the bars. You know, you could either serve in Iraq or you could be governor of California. That bar is so low, or president of the United States. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Dave in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing well.
I think the punishment for those young ladies that pose nude should be that they have to come home from Iraq and have to serve the rest of their time at home and not be deployed again. I mean, how ridiculous is that? Would you rather they pose after they get back with, God forbid, an arm or a leg missing? I mean, gee whiz, you've got your priorities a little bit wrong, military. If you worry about them posing nude, you should be worried about them coming home in a bag as opposed to just being in a magazine somewhere.
Ooh, that's really good, Dave. Thank you very much for that. That's excellent. 349-1320. Here, here. Ooh, that is Barbara in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Enid. Listen, I thought that was a great comment you just got.
Oh, that was terrific.
I also liked your comment, I think it was yesterday, about how we have to get smarter and do something about our education. But I also wanted to call about that call earlier that talked about the media. This has been one of my pet things, and I've been thinking about how to go about this. I think we have to try to get somebody good, like Barbara Boxer, maybe, or some other local politician to actually write a bill to counteract that bill that, unfortunately, Bill Clinton signed.
Are you talking about the Media Consolidation Act of 1996?
Absolutely. That's been the worst thing that's happened to the country in the sense that they've been able to just go absolutely roughshod over any real news, and it's been so slanted. We've got to do something about it. I thought about writing Bill and saying, Bill, I like you, guy, but you need to use your political clout to try to get this changed because this is the biggest mistake you made signing. You
know? Well, I don't know now that the Democrats control all kinds of stuff, I don't know what that happens if you have been appointed to the FCC. Presumably, you've been appointed for a term. And I don't know what can happen now that the Democrats are in control, whether somebody's term is about to expire or what the story is, but you have a preponderance, and I think by one, a preponderance of Republicans on the FCC.
Well, I also
And believe me, these big media companies, they all want this consolidation. They want even more consolidation. There are still a few limits left, but I don't think they could very well fall if this administration were to prevail. Because I don't think you can do cross-ownership in markets, and by that it is meant that you can one entity can own all the TV and radio or at least TV, radio, and newspapers. I think, for example, maybe they can own a bunch of radio stations, but I don't think they can also own newspapers and TV stations if they're going to do that. I'm not clear on all of it, but...
Well, I'm not 100% clear on all of it, but I'd sure like to have a groundswell of support for writing to congressmen or to senators and saying, look into this, because the way it was before, they couldn't all own it all. And they maybe don't all aren't able to own it all now, but we've got almost all the media in the country in the hands of five or six people.
That's right. Just a few entities. So, Barbara, that's a good idea, and I thank you. It's one of those under-the-radar things that I don't think people realize what a tremendous impact it has had on the conversation, on the kind of reporting we get, on what people are able to hear and see and read.
It's been the biggest influence, I think. And I would like to see maybe your station, you know, start whipping it up on the air about having us all right.
Well, we're going to try and do that until my big ownership station wakes up to hear me doing this. Thank you, Barbara. You guys are going to have to get this going, too. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320, Frank in Marysville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Enid.
Welcome.
I used to be a conservative. I listened to Rush from the very first day he came on to Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
And I've made this statement to Rush that I wouldn't vote for a Democrat if you put a gun to my head. I have left my party. I have left my government. I hate my government. They've given our country away. All this stuff that we're all talking about, it's not going to make any difference in 10 years. 10 years, Enid, this will be Mexico. And I just don't understand. I thought about voting Democrat. I'm not going to vote anymore.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? First, you weren't going to vote Democratic unless somebody put a gun to your head. And now, what did you do on Tuesday?
Oh, I'm looking for a militia to join. If I could join.
Wait a minute. So now, what you're going to look? You're going to lurk around as a militia. You know, you're going to wear your camo and pretend to be. Well, give me a Frank. What are you telling me exactly? You're saying what? What are you telling me?
I'm telling you, our government is giving away our country. One city, one block, one little town. It is going to be Mexico, Enid, in 10 years. The fence will never get built, and this is what I don't understand.
You're not going to be able. A fence is never going to keep people out. So what? So you know, you're saying what? You have to keep illegals out. You have to keep anybody who's foreign out. I'm not following what you're saying. Is there somebody who is threatening your particular job, Frank?
Enid, if we don't do something, we can all say goodbye, sweet America.
So what are we going to do here to keep the people out who want to earn a job?
We're going to be taking siestas and eating burritos, Enid. This will be Mexico in 10 years. They've already taken all over the southern half of the United States.
So what are you saying exactly? I'm not following you, Frank, because you're not making...
I'm saying I'm no longer conservative. I'm no longer a Democrat. I hate this government. I hate what they've done.
So maybe you should move to Mexico.
If I...
349-1320, 866-626-1320. Albert in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Albert.
Hi, Enid. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I'm a first-timer.
Welcome. We're delighted that you called.
We've lived in Europe the last 27 years, and it's been hilarious for us here as Americans who've lived in Europe for the last 27 years.
Where were you living? Where in Europe have you been living?
We've been living in Berlin, Germany.
Well, and why? Are you in the military?
I was with the military as a civilian duty over there before the wall as well as after the wall.
Oh, and how long have you been back?
You're back now for a little over a year and a half.
What does it look like? If you've been gone for as long as you were gone, I imagine you made periodic visits back, but what does it look like coming back after?
Basically, the entire elections, looking at it from a different perspective. I had to basically sit back and laugh at a whole lot of it. Also, the press. You listen to CNN Europe, and what you hear over there from the, of course, CNN Europe is a totally different story than what you hear at CNN here in the States. There's a lot less total over here than there is over in Europe. But reason for my call was threefold. The gentleman who just called a while ago says, I agree with you. You know, he can move to Mexico, he can move to Yugoslavia, he can move to Romania, wherever he wants to, and have fun at it. And he can just be thankful that he can talk the way he is talking.
That's right.
Second of all, the gals who did pose in nude, which My only comment there is that if their uniform was attached to them in any way, shape, or form, then it is discretion of the uniform, which should not be.
Well, if they were posing in the nude, I don't think there was any room for a uniform.
Well, yeah, but sometimes they put a military cap on them, or they put green socks. You know,
they look like Kermit.
You have to respect the person in it.
They're going to look like Kermit with green socks on.
Well,
Albert.
Anyway, I think. You know where I'm for.
All right, so what are you saying, that if there's any military attachment, then what are you saying about those women who pose nude?
Then the non-judiciary, which would be a Article 15, which is a non-judiciary punishment, which usually means that you have to wash dishes or clean toilets or whatever else.
They're going to face a non-judicial administrative sanction. And
right.
hope these pictures, hope that when they come back from Iraq, the pictures and what their bodies look like will correspond with each other, and that nothing is missing.
Pray to God that does happen. I know all about it.
Whoa. Wow.
We don't need to get into that line. We have lived through it and we have seen it. Other thing that really disturbs me over here.
Tell me quick, because we just have a couple seconds.
Okay. The last thing is that I see children, and we have through our 27 years, we visited all throughout the U.S. and the last 10 years here especially. I see kids from families who the parents cannot take their children to a doctor because they cannot afford it. And, you know, for this country, which is supposed to be the greatest here, I can go to any country in Europe and take any child to a doctor. They're taken care of, and there is no bill because their parents' medical insurance where they work pays for it. And why this cannot happen here is beyond me.
I could not agree with you more. I could not agree with you more. Absolutely. It is a huge scandal.
Yeah, my wish is that this party, the Democratic Party, have a chance now to do something, and that this, at least, you know, it's not for the parents, at least for the kids. Let the kids have free medical so that they can grow up and be healthy and not, and then it's going to put a different look on it. And if the parents don't have to pay for the kids, there might be a whole heck of a lot of less bankruptcies for families going bankrupt.
Well, you will have better health. A lot of diseases can be transmitted to other people as well. You will have a better health. Anything you can do to have a healthier society is a good thing to do, and I thank you for the call, Albert. 349-1320-866, 620-613-20, Dennis in Woodland. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. In reference to the last caller and the women in the military, stretch marks are not technically considered stripes.
Oh, you are so mean, Dennis.
But the reason I called was...
what about cellulite? What is cellulite considered besides cottage cheese? Oh, never mind. Yes, Dennis?
Touche. The first thing I want to say was I've been thinking about the media and how...
Can I tell you, Dennis, wait a minute, turnabout is fair play. You know what a Wonder Bra is for a woman. It's a sort of a highly engineered device that makes less look like more. And they have one now for a man, kind of like a Wonder Bra jockstrap for a man.
Oh, is that the man's ear?
No, that's from Seinfeld, the man's ear. No, it's the man's ear would be for the upper part of the male anatomy. The Wonder Bra jock strap would be for not the upper part of the man's anatomy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and we also have to make it even more absurd, and this is actually a true device. There's something that they have in England called the face bra. Can you believe that? It's like all this elastic, and I guess a woman's supposed to wear it on her face when she goes to bed at night. Nothing's supposed to sag while she's cutting those Z's, and then she wakes up in the morning. She looks 50 years younger.
Well, welcome to America.
Yes.
I wanted to say about the media is that I hear a lot of back and forth, people whining, you know, the political... people whining about the media not having integrity and this and that, and oh, they're not being honest, and you know how long the media is simply a tool or even a weapon, if you will, and you know whatever side can use it to their advantage, it's more power to them. I mean, let's it's realistic.
But that's not the way it's supposed. That's not the way real reporting is supposed to work. What we are doing, what we are doing in talk radio, is opinion. Or I love James Walcott's line about talk radio. He thought it was thought of it. He has described it as a conveyor belt for thought traffic.
Uh-huh.
So what we are doing here is opinion. We are doing it based, in my case, on my show, doing it based on as many facts as I can muster. So I like to think of it as informed opinion. But what a reporter is doing, I'm being paid to tender my opinions. A reporter is being paid not to inject his or her opinions, but to do some straight and honest reporting. And we have not seen we have seen a reportorial staff that has been cowed and has been neutered and has turned into a corps of cheerleaders and stenographers, certainly in the run up to the war. And they're just beginning to come out of the witness protection program and to do some serious reporting now that it's not as career an issue as it was, and now that it's safe to do it. Dennis, 349-1320-860. Ooh, what's that? 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Traffic slowing down a little bit by Southbound 99 and Fruit Ridge Road. Otherwise, I really don't have any traffic to report. Zero incidences, honestly. I mean, some disabled vehicles on the sides, but that's about it. Really not stopping traffic. Tonight, low's 45. Eyes coming up tomorrow, 69, with some precipitation. Say that three times really fast. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Live, doing full frontal talk radio. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
Enid Goldstein here for Smud Greenergy. When you sign up for the Greenergy program, you're replacing polluting energy sources like coal and oil with clean energy from the sun, wind, geothermal, water, and landfill gases. So join the green team. More at smud.org/green.
Here's Johnny. Homeowners, can't afford to sell your property because you don't have adequate equity to pay off your loan, commissions, and closing costs? We can help. We'll negotiate with your lender for them to pay all the costs of the sale and stamp your loan balance as settled. We call that a short sale. Listen Saturday morning, 9:30 a.m. on KCTC to the John Brooks Realty Show, where we will be discussing all aspects of the short sale. Can't wait? Call us today at 372-SAVE. That's 372-7376.
Ever since we got Sure West Broadband Services, you guys haven't left the house.
Actually, Mom, we haven't left the couch.
Oh, good point, son. Can you pass the chips?
Oh, come on, guys. Let's go out to a movie.
Why? We get them all with Sure West. HBO, Cinemax, Stars Encore, Showtime, the Movie Channel.
Then let's go to a game.
Why, honey? We can see it all with Sure West. Sports live and high def.
Okay, well, what about dinner?
I'll go online with Sure West, or we'll call and have it delivered. Make life easy with Sure West. You get digital basic TV, high-speed internet, and residential phone, all for just $79 a month. Plus, call now and get two premium services like HBO, HDTV, or TiVo for 3 months free.
Honey, any soda in the fridge?
Why don't you call Sure West? Maybe they have that too.
Call 866-SURE-WEST or go to surewest.com. Restrictions apply. Offer excludes taxes, fees, and rebates. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, Sure West.
The crisp of a fall morning, the winds of season change, the crackle of an evening fire in your home hearth, and the warmth of wood floors, Brazilian cherry, orchard walnut, Australian chestnut, just in time for the holidays. Now, today, you can have the luxury of hardwood floors, which are eco-friendly and only available at Green Sacramento. Hardwood floors from Eco Timber allow you to make a sustainable choice without sacrificing quality or value at prices competitive with the big box stores. Now, today, you need to shop Green Sacramento, Fulton at Alta Arden. You can have the warmth of hardwood floors in your home by the holidays. An Eco Timber floor is a healthy choice for your home and an eco-friendly choice for our forest, and they are only at Green Sacramento, Fulton at Alta Arden. Now, today, you can have Eco Timber hardwood floors installed in your home by the holidays, where beauty, quality, and the best environmental practices come together to create a solid investment in your home. Now, today, make the stop. Green Sacramento, Fulton at Alta Arden, or on the web at greensacramento.com.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
7:29 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live as we are leaping into the arms of the weekend. And boy, are we going to celebrate, because it has been quite a week for progressives and liberals and Democrats and people who wanted to see corruption end and transparency and sunshine begin. This has been a magnificent week. There were only a few races that we lost, and I think there'll be good news down the line. I'm hoping for Charlie Brown, and I would have liked to have seen Phil Angelides be the governor of California, and that didn't happen. But, you know, good things, things happen down the line sometimes that will be very surprising and put good people back into play again. So that's what I'm hoping for. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. Today is an even greater flea market of ideas than usual, and we're commenting on many things. We're commenting on the election. We're commenting on MoveOn.org. They want to go faster than some of the conservative Democrats do in terms of investigations and corruption investigation and Katrina investigation and those kinds of investigation. We are also talking about charges. This is criminal prosecution against Rummy and Alberto Gonzalez and George Tenet, a lawsuit in Germany which will seek a criminal prosecution, a war criminal, really, sort of, in terms of their alleged role in abuses at Abu Ghraib and at Guantanamo. We're talking as well about media and media consolidation, how that's been under the radar. It has not been good for democracy. It's been great for business, but not so great for democracy. And we're talking about a female Kentucky National Guard soldiers who allegedly posed nude for pictures before being sent to Iraq. They're not going to get court-martialed, but they will face non-judicial administrative sanctions. Well, because the Army needs, or the National, you know, military needs more bodies, and we hope their bodies come back as intact when they return as when they left. I want to add this to the conversation. Prime Minister Tony Blair said today that the threat from homegrown Islamic terrorism would last a generation, reinforcing a highly unusual warning by the head of the MI5 Domestic Intelligence Agency, and this is in England, that some 1,600 suspects in 200 terrorist cells were under surveillance. Now, apparently it's quite rare for the head of MI5 to come out and speak, but this has happened. The estimate by Dame Eliza Manningham Buller, head of MI5, so it's a woman, who heads up the intelligence agency, the domestic intelligence agency in England, her estimate was by far the most extensive and alarming report given by the government. It included assertions that some 30 terrorist conspiracies were under surveillance and that tomorrow's threat may include the use of chemicals, bacteriological agents, radioactive materials, and even nuclear technology. More and more people are moving from passive sympathy toward active terrorism through being radicalized or indoctrinated by friends, families, in organized training events here and overseas, by images on television, through chat rooms and websites on the internet, said the head of MI5, Ms. Manningham Buller. Historically, the head of MI5 does not make such public pronouncements, and I think historically you don't even know who the head of it is. I think for a long time that was the case. It was never, they never announced who that person is publicly. But she acknowledged in a speech to academics, she said, "I rarely speak in public. I prefer to avoid the limelight and get on with my job." But it was a sign of changed times, the New York Times is reporting, and perhaps of MI5's campaign to secure more government funding and expand its ranks of agents and recruits. The text of her speech was posted on the MI5 website. Let me say something about this, because I do have some firsthand example with something of what they're talking about here. Some of you know that I began life as a writer, and somewhere along the line in my career, I went undercover on an assignment from Mother Jones Magazine and posed as a homeless woman in order to to report on the Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh and the followers up in Oregon. Remember the Bhagwan, the guru with 90 Rolls Royces, more than 90 Rolls Royces. Remember that his followers, many of them were from Ivy League schools, and many of them had advanced degrees, and some of them had doctorates and so on, had taken over Antelope, Oregon. And what happened was they said that they had become so successful. They had taken over this community. They had all kinds of enterprises going and so on. And they said they had become so successful that they wanted to bus in people who are less successful, the homeless, in order to share their abundance. What really was going on was that Oregon had a 20-day residency requirement, and a very important election to the commune was coming up. And what they did to keep, and so they were busing in people in order to pack the elections. And one of the ways, in addition to busing in people to pack the elections, what they also did, now think about the creativity involved in this. The night before the election, they put salmonella in the salad bars of a number of restaurants, four restaurants as I recall, in order to keep people home and keep them from voting. And they had other things that they were doing as well. They were putting Haldol into our food. Well, in any event, I posed as a friend of mine who was then an anchor and reporter for a San Francisco TV station went down to the bus terminal in Oakland on a particular evening. The bus was supposed to come in at about 8 o'clock, and I accompanied him and the crew just to see what was going on, because it really piqued my interest. And you could tell who the followers were, because they were all wearing, they used to say they were wearing the color of the sunrise, orange, purple, and so forth. They would call themselves sannyasins. And the bus was later and later and later. And by the time it came, it was like about midnight that it came to pick up whatever homeless people were going to go on this grand adventure. The Share a Home program was, I think, what it was called. And so I happened to be in the ladies' room. I went into the John, and here was one of these sannyasins in there trying to recruit me, telling me how great it was. She didn't see that I had come in with the camera crew. She was telling me how great it was, and I'm thinking, wow, this is really interesting. I really think I might want to do this. And she said, why don't you get on the bus tonight? And I said, oh, I can't do that tonight. I mean, I'm thinking, oh, my God, how dangerous is this? What is this? What's going on? What is it? And so, I was so intrigued by it that ultimately I did go on the bus. However, that night, only two very sad people got on that bus. One was addled, and one was looked like he was high on something, and that bus drove off into the night, and it was about midnight, and there were a lot of sannyasins around. And I could now not be seen with this camera crew from this San Francisco television station that I had come in with. And somehow the friend of mine sensed it. I could not be seen talking with them, but we're in Oakland, where it's midnight, where the bus terminal is. I wasn't driving. I came in with the crew, and how was I going to get anywhere? Where was I going to go? What was I going to get out of there? I certainly wasn't going to walk at midnight by myself. And he sees me coming out of the ladies' room, and he's way, 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 way up ahead. And he was somebody who used to pick up garbage, litter, if he saw it. And I see him dropping some litter on the floor of the bus terminal in Oakland at midnight. And so I saunter over to the litter. And when I think nobody's looking, I pick it up. And then I saunter back to the ladies' room eventually. And then I lock myself into a stall. And then I uncrumple the litter, and it says, take a taxi to the Claremont Hotel. And that is what I did. And that began the odyssey, the adventure. And some weeks after that, I got on one of the buses. They were relieving. Some of my busmates had, steel implements that they'd filed into shanks. I mean, they were relieving people of their weapons. And I went on that bus. It was a 14 or 15-hour bus ride. They were putting Haldol into our food, which is a major psychotropic drug. So in order to control anybody who might need to be controlled on the bus, and if you're not monitoring, if you don't monitor the Haldol, it can be very dangerous. One homeless person died as a result of it. They strip searched us coming into the compound. There were dogs. There were all kinds of things going on, and they quarantined the homeless people from the people who were part of the commune. So they were protected from us. But when I walked into my room, the person that was going to be my roommate, judging by the clothes in the closet, was very, very large. And I thought, oh, my God, who have they put me with? They probably put me with some big man, is what I thought. And already the homeless, and some of them were real homeless. I think some of them were investigators like me. And I was always playing a mind game to try to figure out who was who and what was what. They'd already been rather unaccustomed to indoor sanitary facilities. The floors were already wet, let's put it that way. And I thought, what have I gotten myself into? But it turned out that my roommate was a very large woman who was chattering on about having had electroshock treatments, and I could see why she might have needed them. But it was, the commune was was protected from us. We were not protected from each other, and there were no locks on our doors. So I was in that environment. And what you begin to see when you're in that environment is you begin to see the kind of brainwashing that sort of goes on. You begin to see it in groups like, I think Scientology would fit that description, although they would probably not agree with that. Any kind of a group that you could call a cult-like sort of group, you begin to see what it takes to, and EST was certainly an example of that kind, if you can remember EST. So you see how it begins to take over. You see how people can begin to recruit you. You know, the love bombers, remember all of that was going on? The Moonies, when they would love bomb you. You see how that begins to happen. And so when I read in the New York Times, and this is, I think, in today or tomorrow's editions, that Prime Minister Tony Blair said that the threat is greater, that it has now progressed from sort of a passive kind of conspiracy to people actually recruiting each other. And how that begins to happen, I've written about it, and I have some sense of how that begins to happen. And it is a subtle process, but it is also a very scary process. You might want to comment on that. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320. Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. I pretended like I was a cop once, but then somebody caught on. They were like, you're not a cop. You can't pull us over. It was kind of fun. Westbound I-80 just east of south on Cap City Freeway. There's a three-car crash. Vintage Park and Elk Grove, Florin Road. We got a three-car crash. Cops are on scene. Emergency vehicles. Southbound 99 by Free Ridge Road. We have a three-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Credit card debt doesn't go away on its own. But what do you do if you're maxed out, in a jam, or going through a bad period? You didn't want to get so deep in debt. But now, how are you going to get yourself out? If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA. They're the specialist at restructuring excessive debt into an affordable plan. Debt Settlement USA isn't bankruptcy or a loan program. It's a personal, confidential service that represents you and negotiates significant reductions with your creditors so you get out of debt faster and more affordably than you could on your own. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA for a free consultation. Call 1-866-626-6444. Your call is completely confidential and there is no obligation. You can get out of debt faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. That's 1-866-626-6444.
Ever since we got Sure West broadband services, you guys haven't left the house.
Actually, Mom, we haven't left the couch.
Oh, good point, son. Can you pass the chair?
Oh, come on, guys. Let's go out to a movie.
Why? We get them all with Sure West. HBO, Cinemax, Starz, Encore, Showtime, the movie channel.
Then let's go to a game.
Why, honey? We can see it all with Sure West. Sports live and high def.
Okay, well, what about dinner?
I'll go online with Sure West, or we'll call and have it delivered. Make life easy with Sure West. You get digital basic TV, high-speed internet, and residential phone, all for just $79 a month. Plus, call now and get two premium services like HBO, HDTV, or TiVo for 3 months free.
Honey, any soda in the fridge?
Why don't you call Sure West? Maybe they have that too.
Call 866-SURE-WEST or go to surewest.com. Restrictions apply. Offer excludes taxes, fees, and rebates. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything Sure West.
The crisp of a fall morning, the winds of season change, the crackle of an evening fire in your home hearth, and the warmth of wood floors, Brazilian cherry, orchard walnut, Australian chestnut, just in time for the holidays. Now, today, you can have the luxury of hardwood floors, which are eco-friendly and only available at Green Sacramento. Hardwood floors from Eco Timber allow you to make a sustainable choice without sacrificing quality or value, at prices competitive with the big box stores. Now, today, you need to shop Green Sacramento, Fulton, and Alta Arden. You can have the warmth of
hardwood floors in your home by the holidays. An Echo Timber floor is a healthy choice for your home and an eco-friendly choice for our forest, and they are only at Green Sacramento, Fulton at Alta Arden. Now, today, you can have Echo Timber hardwood floors installed in your home by the holidays, where beauty, quality, and the best environmental practices come together to create a solid investment in your home. Now, today, make the stop. Green Sacramento, Fulton at Alta Arden, or on the web at greensacramento.com.
Here's Johnny. Homeowners, can't afford to sell your property because you don't have adequate equity to pay off your loan, commissions, and closing costs? We can help. We'll negotiate with your lender for them to pay all the costs of the sale and stamp your loan balance as settled. We call that a short sale. Listen Saturday morning, 9:30 a.m. on KCTC to the John Brooks Realty Show, where we will be discussing all aspects of the short sale. Can't wait? Call us today at 372-SAVE. That's 372-7376.
2, 3.
At 349-1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
5:45 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. We're talking about everything today, and we're talking about this terror alert. And Tony Blair thinks that the terror threat will last a generation, and it looks like it's gone from the passive sort of, well, I'm sort of interested to hear what somebody has to say, to the more active recruiting phase of it. And we'll talk more about that too, about how people are recruited, about how their thinking gets subtly altered. And if those of you have been involved in any of these groups, there was a wonderful woman, Margaret Singer. She is now dead, but she did a lot of research, and she was a psychologist at UC Berkeley. She looked like a little old lady, but she had a mind like a steel trap, and she was often the expert witness on some of these cases that involved brainwashing and cults and that sort of thing. 349-1320. Michael in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Enid. This is Sinatra's Michael, and I'd just like to say to you, it's real nice to know a little more about you.
Well, thank you very much.
And we have a great celebration, you know, since what's happened with our party, or the party that won. And I would like to maybe get across to Nancy Pelosi or tell the other girl, Randy Rhodes, that, you know, the real people of America should take a little bit of time and ask for a little bit of forgiveness for the people that we've killed.
All right. On this, as we're commemorating Veterans Day, I think that's a wonderful sentiment, Michael. And I thank you. And I thank you for sharing it. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Marilyn in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Marilyn.
Oh, hi.
Thanks for being so patient. I appreciate it.
Oh well, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that Nancy Pelosi said that she would indeed have investigations over the activities over the past 6 years. And you can bet that it will happen, particularly if Murtha gets in as majority leader in the Senate. And I think as it should be, and I certainly hope that.
Now there is some possibilities, because it said that Nancy Pelosi and Jane Harman have a frosty relationship, that somebody like Elsie Hastings, who. You know, I think there was a trial or something, an indictment or something for a $150,000 bribe a few years back, but he beat that. And then Alan Mollahan, who's sort of considered pretty corrupt, and he's Democratic. I don't want to see people like this get chairmanships.
Well, I certainly hope Murtha does get chairmanship. You know, he ran Nancy Pelosi's campaign several times. He was her, campaign leader, I believe. Are headed up her campaign for her past several elections in San Francisco.
Okay, well, I didn't realize that. So thank you thanks for letting us giving us a heads up on that, Marilyn. I appreciate it. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Now you can get in there. Our line's open, and I want to share this with you as well. In Sacramento, I think at the I want to say the Crest or the Tower Theater. There is a new film out. It is a documentary. You might have heard about it. It's called The Bridge. It opened recently around the country, and now it is in Sacramento. And in it, you will see six people jumping to their deaths from the Golden Gate Bridge. It was inspired by a 2003 New Yorker magazine article that explored the Bridges status as the world's most popular suicide destination. On average, someone jumps once every 2 weeks. And, you know, we know this about the Golden Gate Bridge. Now, if you've lived in the Bay Area, or if you know anything about the Bay Area, you know that it's an issue, and you know that whether or not to put a barrier up has also been an issue, because people don't want to have a barrier up. It ruins the lines. It ruins the sight lines, and yet people are trying to prevent suicides. And some people have actually lived. Not many. Very few. But some people have actually lived, having jumped off the bridge. The result in this film, says the Los Angeles Times, is an honest, well-crafted piece of work that some people are saying should never have been made. The LA Times says they are mistaken. The director said he wanted to make a film about the human spirit in crisis that showed but did not judge. There is no judgment in the film, but is it showing too much? Juxtaposed with suicide footage are astonishingly beautiful scenes of the bridge and astonishingly candid interviews with victims' families and friends. The film asks more questions than it answers. Most fundamentally, it asks how much we can ever really understand about suicide. Despite their anger and devastation, friends and family members interviewed convey a sense of relief that is both utterly human and more shocking than the footage of those who leapt to their deaths. It is not uncommon for thwarted jumpers to return to the scene multiple times before making the final leap. And, you know, I think what it looks like if you're going across the bridge, and I lived in Marin for a long time, it looks like it's just so, you know, so easy. But the truth of the matter is, when you hit the water, by all accounts, people have written about it, it's horrible. You're hitting it at a certain velocity, and all these horrible things happen to you. So it's not like you're flying off the bridge. So do not do this. Don't even think about doing this. The question that is posed, the LA Times writes, as to whether these suicides are inevitable. This has been part of a long-running debate about whether to build a suicide barrier along the bridge, a project that will cost an estimated $25 million. Some opponents say it would needlessly compromise aesthetics for the sake of people who are determined to kill themselves anyway. For his part, the director says he was in frequent contact with members of the Golden Gate Bridge Patrol during the filming and tried to intervene whenever possible. Although the film steers clear of the debate about building a suicide barrier, the director of the film advocates a barrier, noting that the Golden Gate Bridge District's security cameras, bike patrols, and hotline phones have not affected the rate of suicides. Such issues aside, some viewers of the bridge may question the ethics of the film, even as they marvel at its skillfulness and restraint, but despite the shock element, the film is an important document about a landmark whose near-mythic beauty has always borne the burden of unspeakable tragedy. What do you think about that, the film, that it was made? It is now available to see in Sacramento. I think it opened just today at the Crest Theater. I'm pretty sure it's at the Crest. I'll look at the paper and see. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Should there be a barrier on the bridge? Will it make a difference? People are determined to do it. They're determined to do it. Is there anything you can ever do to keep them from doing it? Those of you who've had some conversancy with the subject, I'd really like to hear from you. I mean, Goldstein, and you were listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
On this Friday, which I am just extremely happy, and to report that there are really no incidences along the highways. We've had one hit and run all afternoon. Amazing. I'm really enjoying it, actually. Tomorrow I'm going to enjoy the weather. Some sprinkles tomorrow night, 69 for the high, and Enid Live will continue.
I'm just going to say right now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall. All where they've been.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The Future Automotive Group is overstocked with pre-owned vehicles. Take advantage of their year-end clearance and shop from the comfort of home at futureautomotivegroup.com.
Jamba Juice. No, Arden Fair Mall. Wait, Borders Books.
Although, Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op...
Ma'am, do you want to think about it and call us back?
Nope, I'm going with Jamba Juice.
Okay.
Or Borders. But Arden Fair Mall...
Making a choice isn't always easy. When it comes to the environment, choosing to make it better is easy. Choose a cleaner, healthier environment by joining Smud's Greenergy. For as little as $3 a month, Smud will match your electricity use with energy created from clean, renewable resources like the wind and sun. It doesn't get much easier than that. Plus, get your choice of a free $10 gift certificate from Borders Books, Jamba Juice, Arden Fair Mall, or Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op when you enroll for 6 months or more.
I'll take Arden Fair. Or Borders. But the food co-op...
Start with the easy choice and join Smud's Greenergy today. Enroll online at smud.org or call 1-888-742-SMUD. Smud. The power to do more.
AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel welcomes the controversial band The Dixie Chicks to Sacramento Tuesday, November 14th at Arco Arena. The Dixie Chicks are renegades, and all other Sacramento radio stations refuse to play their music or promote this concert. AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel believes in free speech, and we are promoting the Dixie Chicks as they continue to rock the Bush Boat. Tickets for the Dixie Chicks Accidents and Accusations Tour are on sale now through Ticketmaster locations. Or Left Channel Legion members can win front row Dixie Chicks tickets at 1320leftchannel.com.
Tell me now if you came sneaking up behind.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Had a whole top diamond in the bottom, rose gold.
Yo, he about to start an epidemic with this one.
5:55 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7. You're listening to AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Enid Live, 349-1320. We're talking about this new film that has just opened up. It's at the Crest. So I was right about that. It's called The Bridge. It's a documentary inspired by a piece in The New Yorker about, and if you've lived in the Bay Area or even in Sacramento, you know how what a magnet it is for suicides. There have been many, many suicides off the Golden Gate Bridge. And the question is, what do you do about it? And the LA Times is not condemning this documentary. They are saying it's shocking and it's restrained and they think it's an important piece of work. What do you think about it? What do you think about a suicide barrier on the bridge? John in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, you know, I was thinking about this film that you mentioned, and I've heard of the measures to try to prevent suicides on that bridge for quite some time. And I always found it interesting that the one roadblock to raising that barrier was aesthetics, which seemed to me, I don't know, a little frivolous if you're talking about preventing suicide. And I started to wonder that are these people who want to build the barrier and are sort of struggling over the point, are they trying to prevent suicides? Are they just trying to prevent suicides on the bridge? In other words, it's kind of like the people who want to get the homeless out of Union Square. They don't really care about solving the homeless problem. They just don't want to see it there. Because the bridge is such an icon. It's so beautiful.
It is.
It's such a landmark for the city, and it's almost like a little black spot on their jewel.
So what's your thought about it? Because, you know, also the barrier is about $25 million.
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
Correspondent
Sheila McVicker broke the story this evening. Intelligence agencies have been warned that Al-Qaeda might try to attack transportation targets in Europe during the holidays.
Arab and other intelligence sources tell CBS News that in the last 6 months, in the mountains and battlefields of Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda has withdrawn well-trained Arab fighters. Using routes through former Soviet republics, Pakistan, Dubai, and reviving a route through Iran, hundreds of fighters have returned to their home countries throughout the Arab world.
One group, intercepted as they tried to re-enter their homeland, admitted they were Al-Qaeda, but told interrogators they didn't know why they were ordered home. Abu Hamza al-Muhajir, the leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, is heard on a new audio tape calling George W. Bush the most stupid president in U.S. history. He says Americans voted for something reasonable in this week's elections. A day after hosting the House speaker-to-be, Mr. Bush had lunch with the incoming Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid. The message was the same, bipartisan cooperation.
My attitude about this is that there is a great opportunity for us to show the country that Republicans and Democrats are equally as patriotic and equally concerned about the future, and that we can work together.
The Democrats have hit the ground running, as CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
Democratic leaders Harry Reid in the Senate, Nancy Pelosi in the House are both working on this federal holiday, starting to plan for the new Democratic Congress. One issue they're looking at is who will chair key committees, though most of those jobs will be filled through seniority. That means Ted Kennedy will handle health and education, Carl Levin of Michigan Armed Services, California's Barbara Boxer will run the Environment Committee. On the House side, Charlie Rangel of New York will chair the Powerful Ways and Means Committee with taxes, Medicare, and Social Security in his portfolio, and Michigan's John Dingell will lead Energy and Commerce. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
And Senator John McCain will hit the ground running with his 2008 presidential campaign. Republican leaders are quoted as saying the process starts next week when McCain forms an exploratory committee. But before he makes a final decision, McCain plans to discuss it with his family over the Christmas holiday. Now listen carefully, you're about to hear the product of 18 months' work. That was it. It's the signature sound for Microsoft's new Windows Vista operating system. Musician Robert Fripp from the 70s rock band King Crimson was hired to record hours of sound so Microsoft executive Steve Ball could pick the perfect 4 seconds. Ball says it sets the right tone, clean, simple, but with some long-term legs. After all, users will be hearing it a lot. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials gained 5 points to finish the week at 12,108. The Nasdaq up nearly 14 points to 2389. This is CBS News.
Feels like I get this same cold every year. So I got the same nighttime medicine I always get. But I was congested all night, so it wasn't the same.
Many cold medicines have changed. NyQuil Cold Flu Relief no longer has a decongestant. New Tylenol Cold Nighttime does. It helps relieve more of your worst cold symptoms, and it helps you sleep. It's one more step towards a pain-free world. Stop. Think. New Tylenol Cold. Take only as directed.
Somewhere between what a person is saying and what they're not saying, between what a person wants and what they need, lies understanding. For every client, everywhere, UBS has the distinct ability to listen. But more importantly, the commitment to understand. UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call you and us. Member SIPC.
Tuesday's election brought lots of surprises, including a teenage mayor. Doug Carter of Station KXL has the story.
Kyle Corbin wasn't even old enough to vote when he decided to run for mayor of the eastern Oregon town of Union as a write-in candidate.
It wasn't something I just did on a whim. It was something I'd thought about, and it was a big decision.
He won with 48% of the vote. So what motivated him?
I've grown up here my whole life, and I've seen people that I've looked up to and respected get mad at each other on the street about some political thing or degrade each other during city council meetings.
An elderly woman was even hospitalized after a brawl at one of those meetings. Doug Carter for CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
Running for office in Grant County, Wisconsin, William Fenrick changed his name to Andy Griffith to get attention. He lost, and now he's being sued by the real Andy Griffith. The lawsuit says Fenrick changed his name for the sole purpose of taking advantage of Griffith's notoriety in an attempt to gain votes. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
After 6 o'clock, welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. And we are talking about many, many things. We started off talking about the aftermath of the election, and we wound up at the suicide barrier on the Golden Gate Bridge. And in between, we talked about the fact that there may be criminal prosecution charges hurled against Rumsfeld. This is a lawsuit now in Germany, and other officials, Alberto Gonzalez and George Tenet, for their alleged role in abuses at Abu Ghraib and Gitmo. We talked also about the fact that MoveOn.org is pushing for more investigations, particularly in the case for the war and corporate corruption, whereas more moderate Democrats, maybe from the school, or conservative Democrats, the school of Hillary Clinton, want to sort of not be too harsh in their investigations. And I think the mandate on Tuesday was we're mad as hell, and we're not taking it anymore, and we want investigations. But at the same time, we want to go forward. We want to clean up the mess. We want some transparency and sunshine in the process, and so on. And I want to share some of this with you. We've also been talking about a National Guard unit in Kentucky where some of the women pose nude. They're not going to be court-martialed, and one of you made an excellent point that you want to have that picture because, God forbid, if they come back from Iraq not in quite the same shape that they left for Iraq, that it would be a nice... You know, the military ought to be more concerned about that than about whether somebody posed nude. Please. 349-1320. It's always toll-free. And I want to encourage you to call. If you've never called me or a talk radio show before, please consider doing it. I know, you know, what we know in talk radio is that less than 1% of the audience ever calls in. And we would like to talk with more of you. And I think it enriches the conversation. Some of you have the best takes on things. It doesn't cost you anything to do it. You could talk to more people than you'll meet in the whole rest of your life. And you might really be able to put something in perspective for us in a way that we really have not been able to do ourselves. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And which if you go to our website, you might be able to win some Dixie Chicks tickets. They're going to be coming soon to Sacramento. And you can email me, Enid at kctc.com. This from Joshua Micah Marshall. He said, and this I think applies to the 4th Congressional District, so let me add this to the conversation. For those readers who've written and asking us not to forget about the Republicans' vast robo-calling operation in the lead-up to the election, don't worry, we haven't. On election day, there were 7 very near misses for Democratic candidates in districts that have been bombarded by the harassing calls. Were the calls the difference? And I think the calls were the difference. I think it was certainly Charlie Brown lost by only 3.4%, with, he said yesterday, about 30,000 absentee ballots yet to be counted, 3.4% of the vote, something like 7,300 votes as of, you know, a few days ago. So there it is. And here are these robocalls. There were a number of robocalls, and I don't know if they specifically list the 4th Congressional District. But I think that, let's see if we can find it here. But I think certainly that played, I think Doolittle was so desperate that I think he would have done anything. It played a big role. Yeah, maybe it didn't. But I know a lot of you called in and said you were really angry about getting these kinds of calls. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I want to add to the conversation. In New York, the state of New York. Okay. Let me back it up for a minute. One of the things I noted about, as one of you called him, Howdy Doolittle, or Deep Doo Doo Doolittle, or John T. Doolittle, is that when you look at him, when you see him talk, there's just something about him that Arnold might call a girly man. In his case, I would call him a girly boy. There's something about Doolittle that strikes me as girly boy. I don't know what it is exactly. But if I were to ask you, what is your gender? Most people who answer that question have a pretty firm grasp of what their gender is. Some people do not. And because they were born physically of two genders, with a physical apparatus of both male and female, or whether that psychologically they were born one gender and would prefer to be another gender. Most of us, I think, regard ourselves one way or the other. New York, however, has plans to make gender a personal choice. Separating anatomy from what it means to be a man or a woman, New York City is moving forward with a plan to let people alter the sex on their birth certificate, even if they have not had sex change surgery or gender reassignment surgery. Using the rule being considered by the New York City's Board of Health, which is likely to be adopted soon, people born in New York City would be able to change the documented sex on their birth certificates by providing affidavits from a doctor and a mental health professional, laying out why their patients should be considered members of the opposite sex, and asserting that their proposed change would be permanent. Applicants would have to have changed their name and shown that they had lived in their adopted gender for at least 2 years, but there would be no explicit medical requirements. Surgery versus non-surgery can be arbitrary, said the New York City's health commissioner. The health commissioner continues, somebody with a beard may have had breast implant surgery. It's the permanence of the transition that matters most. If approved, the new rule would put New York at the forefront of efforts to redefine gender. A handful of states do not require surgery for such birth certificate changes, but in some of these cases, patients are still not allowed to make the change without showing a physiological shift to the opposite gender. In New York City, the proposed change comes after 4 years of discussion among health officials, an 8-member panel of transgender experts, and vital records records offices across the country. Permitting a switch on one's birth certificate with or without a sex change operation. What do you think about that? Isn't that interesting? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Will one of you comment about that? Because we have had stories about men who live as women, although they may not have had any kind of real surgery. Maybe they've had some hormone treatment or something. And then they run afoul of the law. And the question is, are they incarcerated as a man or as a woman? Do they go to the women's pokey or do they go to the male pokey? What do you do? Do you use the ladies' room? I guess when you're dressed as a lady, maybe you do. Or do you use the men's room? Well, I guess if you're dressed as a man, maybe you do that. I don't know. I'm confused. So here is New York, and it plans to make gender a matter of personal choice. So even if you haven't had the gender reassignment surgery, this is something you can decide. There are some rules and some guidelines that you have to follow, but what are your thoughts about that? Is that sort of complicated? Is that if you are, those of you who are listening to the lesbian, gay, transgender community, bisexual. I'm leaving out about a few. I always like to say the BLT community. I would like to hear from you on this. Is this a good thing? Maybe, I suppose it probably is from your point of view, but it's confusing from the rest of our points of view, I think. Although I suppose it makes sense, but I'm kind of confused. 349-1320-866-626-1320. And we're also talking about a new film that has just opened up in Sacramento. It's called The Bridge, and it's a documentary on suicides that have been committed on the Golden Gate Bridge. The LA Times says it's a very good film in their editorial today, and they said they made it sound like it was a worthwhile film. I think it might be a tough film to watch, however. Benita in Carmichael, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hello, is this me?
It is. Welcome.
Hi. I tried to commit suicide, and then for the next 5 years after that, I obsessed on suicide. I was in and out of mental institutions, and I vote for the aesthetics of the bridge.
Don't put up a barrier.
No.
All right, now, Benita, you called us yesterday,
yes,
and we were talking about prostitution.
Right.
And you said you had been a prostitute for 30 years.
Right.
From 37 to 67. Do I get to ask you how old you are, or should I never ask a woman her age?
I'm 69.
So you've only not been a prostitute for a scant 2 years.
Right.
Okay. And where along the line were you feeling suicidal?
Well, my children moved out of the house. And my cat stayed. You know, cats don't move out and get their own life.
Well, they have cat movers, but they're small and unreliable.
The cat wound itself around my heart. And so with my children out of the house, with a bad relationship with my family, which probably led to the prostitution, I was left alone living with my cat. My cat was over 20 years old, which is quite old for a cat, and she died. And I prayed and asked God to let me die with her. And I think people who do that are really silly. I always thought that they were really silly and foolish, but it happened to me. And God answered me and said, it's the cat's time to die, it's not your time to die. But after that, I was alone, and I didn't have any significant relationships, and I became very depressed.
Were you still working as a prostitute during that time?
Yeah.
Do you think that helped, hindered, added to, or didn't?
Also, some of my customers died. I had one for 5 years who was a close friend, and he died. And then I had another one for 5 years, and he was a close friend, and he died. They were older than I. And so my customers were dying off, too. My friends, what I had left, you know. My children were out of town.
Mm-hmm.
My grandchildren were out of town.
Mm-hmm.
I had a big fight with my mother, and I stopped talking to her, essentially, because I found out something that happened when I was a child that was horrifying to me. And I tried to get her to talk about it, and by that time she wasn't able to. And so it got to the point where I was alone and suffering from what they called clinical depression. The doctors called clinical depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to commit suicide. I did it by swallowing a huge bottle of aspirin. I didn't know anything about suicide. If I had known, I never would have done it that way, because you get your stomach pumped and it's awful. The worst experience of my life was getting my stomach pumped.
Suicide would have been preferable.
Right.
All right, so what happened? So who was there to rush you to the hospital?
I waited for 5 hours. And what I did during that, because my metabolism was very slow, and so the aspirins were lying in my body, but I wasn't throwing up or anything yet. And so I decided to clean my room, because I didn't want my body to be found in a messy room.
Yes.
So I spent 5 hours cleaning my room.
But how did you get to the hospital?
Well, after 5 hours, it was about time for me to start throwing up. It was just getting almost to that point. My guardian angel talked to me. And my guardian, and you know, 5 hours later, I was in a different mood than I was 5 hours before when I had taken the aspirins. So my guardian angel or somebody said to me, it's time to call 911.
Let me ask you this question. When you said you had been depressed for a number of years at that time, is that right?
Well, I was depressed when I was a child.
But were you depressed for a significant period of time as an adult around that time?
Yeah, I was also using, I was an addict. Not a hardcore hard drug addict, but I was an addict. I was addicted to aspirins and caffeine and antihistamines.
So
I was cutting myself off from my feelings as well, as addicts do.
How did you become non-suicidal? Did you have some kind of treatment? Did you talk to a doctor? Did you go see a shrink? Did they put you on something?
I went in and out of mental institutions. I talked to a lot of psychiatrists. And finally, I was convinced to try anti-suicide drugs, what do they call them?
Antidepressants? Yes.
And I was against antidepressants. I thought they were the wrong answer, and I still do think they're the wrong answer.
But you're on them now?
What happened was my daughter was significant in convincing me to try them, and I tried them, and they didn't work. And they kept trying different ones on me, and they kept not working. And then I got a really, really good psychiatrist, and I found out that I was a drug addict, which I hadn't known. And he said I had drug-induced psychosis, which I thought was correct, the first correct diagnosis. And so finally, but I still was suicidal, and I was obsessing on it. I was thinking about it every minute of every day and trying to figure out how to do it and everything. And finally, I kept trying different antidepressants, but I found one that worked, and then it worked too well. I became manic. So we backed down on the dose.
Well, we sort of have to, I don't have a whole lot of time right here, Bonita. So tell me what finally happened.
Well, right now I'm on the antidepressant.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good relationship, a good relationship with my daughter.
Good.
I got breast cancer and I moved here because of breast cancer.
Yeah.
And, between my family and God's help and a good church and the antidepressant, it disappeared.
So you're saying then, from your own experience, if people are hell bent on it, a suicide barrier is not going to make any difference on the Golden Gate Bridge.
I don't think so, and I think the aesthetics of the bridge is magnificent.
Aren't they? It is. It is a magnificent bridge. I hope you don't go see that movie. I don't think you should go see that movie. That's what I'm saying. Don't go see that movie.
People are telling me not to go see Barat. Is that the name of the new movie?
No, it's called The Bridge.
Another new movie.
Yeah, no. Well, Bonita, we thank you for calling, and we're delighted that you're feeling way better.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, since last we talked about the traffic, do we have a couple of more incidents with southbound Cap City Freeway just south of Elks? We have a three-car crash. Bradshaw Road at Gerber Road. Two-car crash and emergency vehicles are on scene. Southbound 99 just north of Arno Road, just past Elk Grove. There's a three-car crash. They're stopping traffic. And let's see, that's about it. Looking pretty good. Tonight, lows 45. Highs coming up 69. And the Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
According to Enid, we'll set you free.
Really?
Call her now at
349-1320. Oh, hi. How are you?
Check out great financing rates available now on a great selection of Toyota certified used vehicles. See your local Toyota dealer or go to toyota.com/certified. Toyota certified used vehicles.
What's your secret for saving money on prescription drugs? If you don't have one, listen to this. Now you can save up to 80% on your prescription drugs when you call for a free money-saving brochure. It's from MedCenter Canada, and it's absolutely free when you call 1-800-604-9119. See how easy it is to save money on the same prescription drugs you find at your local drugstore. Drugs like Lipitor, Zocor, Fosamax, Zyrtec, and many, many others, filled by licensed pharmacists and delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-604-9119 and get this free money-saving brochure. There's no obligation, and if you call right now, you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Don't pay full price any longer. Find out how easy and safe it is to save up to 80% on your prescription drugs. Pick up the phone and call MedCenter Canada toll-free right now. 1-800-604-9119. That's 1-800-604-9119.
Hi, I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The Sacramento International Auto Show is at Cal Expo today through Sunday. See the new 2007 models from over 41 auto manufacturers. Check out some fiddlers when the California State Old Time Fiddlers Association performs on Sunday at the Orangevale Grange Hall. And I'll be the MC for Sacramento's Veterans Day Parade on Sunday. The parade gets underway at 1 o'clock, but you'll want to come out early for a memorial service that will take place at the reviewing stand on 10th between 15th and N at 12:15. Like I said, the parade starts at 1 o'clock and the route will go around the Capitol. And this year's parade theme is honoring our heroes, past and present. Hope to see you there. I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
in the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. All right, here it is. Five surgeons from big cities are discussing who makes the best patient to operate on. The first surgeon from New York says, I like to see accountants on my operating table because when you open them up, everything inside is numbered. The second surgeon from Chicago responds, yeah, but you should try electricians. Everything inside them is color-coded. The third surgeon from Dallas says, no, I really think librarians are the best because everything inside them is in alphabetical order. The fourth surgeon from Los Angeles chimes in, you know, I like construction workers. Those guys always understand when you have a few parts left over. But the fifth surgeon from Washington, D.C., shut them all up when he observed, you are all wrong. Politicians are the easiest to operate on. There is no guts, no heart, no balls, no brains, and no spine, and the head and ass are interchangeable. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're talking about our usual flea market of ideas, post-election celebrating before the hard work of actually governing begins, and that probably begins more formally next week. We're talking about the fact that Dick and Dickie, both meeting with Harry Reid and other Democrats in the White House today, conspicuously wore blue ties. You know, like frat boys trying to make a point that it's a blue, we're happy, it's a sunshine, it was a sunshine day, but it's a blue nation now. And we're talking about a new film about the Golden Gate Bridge and all the suicides that have emanated from it and whether or not there should be a suicide barrier. The movie has just opened in Sacramento. It is a documentary and has gotten very good reviews. I don't know if I can bring myself to see it, but it has gotten good reviews. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And the discussion is whether or not there should be a suicide barrier on the bridge, whether it would change anything for people who are determined to commit suicide, and whether it would only compromise the aesthetics of the bridge. What are your thoughts about that? Bob in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Good evening, Enid.
Good evening, Bob.
Hey, I just wanted to say I think that the barrier would be just a Band-Aid. It's to make us feel better about we're trying to stop people from jumping, but in reality they're going to go figure out another way to do it. I think society doesn't have a clue about suicide. People wake up and think that the people that wake up and commit suicide are normal-thinking people who are operating on a normal plane, and they don't recognize the fury, the anger, the lack of sleep, the disorientation that leads to the suicide thought process. And I think that a barrier would do absolutely nothing. I think one of our problems with mental illness in America and in the world is we associate it with good and evil. We associate the inability to process things mentally with good or bad or dangerous or evil, and then we stigmatize those individuals. If those individuals broke their leg and went to the doctor, we'd be like, good job. But if they say, I've got a mental illness, we look at them askew.
But don't you think that's odd? I mean, somebody, was it James Hillman or somebody who's a Jungian, big Jungian therapist guy, writes about all these issues. He says, we've had 100 years of psychotherapy, and is the world a better place, basically. So you cannot avoid coming into contact with issues around mental illness. There's always a shrink on somewhere, and Dr. Phil, if nobody else is available, whether you turn on the television, the radio, pick up a newspaper, pick up a magazine, pick up a book, it's shrinkland. We've become shrinkland, but I don't know that we have become whether we're making better choices for ourselves, whether we become mentally more, capable.
I think that depends if you think that the mental illness is organic and that it's in us, or if it's nature or nurtured in that it's born from generation to generation. I think so much of what happens in our country with our people with depression and anger is nurture-driven not nature-driven. And I think that we need to go back and look at the way we raise children, the way that we discipline, the way that we teach people how to process information and emotion and intellectual thought. And when we do those sorts of things, we'll have a better generation down the road where we won't need to have all of these issues.
Well, I think what's interesting now with the pharmaceutical house is developing all these mental health drugs, antidepressants and so on, is that the talking about it has, because the insurance companies won't reimburse the way they once did. They rather pay for pills. It's easier for them. It winds up being cheaper. It's not endless. And I don't know that that has helped us materially.
I think that the pills are very important in an immediate emergency trauma perspective to get people stabilized. I think the idea that they're going to stay on them the rest of their lives for a small portion is probably appropriate. But for the most part, I think we need to learn to take out our issues and say, why are we angry? Why are we depressed? Why are we this way? And try to find some place where we can be content within our soul with where we are.
Are you a shrink, Bob?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, you have a really good perspective on this, and I thank you for calling.
I have a lot of personal issues, so.
Well, you know, that's the way you get wise. That is how you get wise on lots of stuff. You have personal, and a lot of people who become shrinks do so because they've had so many personal issues.
I'm getting wiser by the day.
Well, and thank goodness for that. Thank you, Bob. 349-1320, 866-620-613-20. What do you think about what Bob had to say? Here's something that I... what was his name? Daniel Goleman, who used to write for the New York Times, wrote a book about your emotional IQ. In other words, you can really be bright. Intellectually, you can really be bright, but you can be so dumb emotionally, make bad decisions, you know, get involved in bad relationships, do bad, you know, make the worst choices for yourselves. And I don't know what the secret is to having a better emotional IQ so that you wind up making better decisions for yourself, that you don't do the easy thing and drop out of high school and never get much of an education so that your whole life is affected from that point on, even though you're very bright. I mean, I don't, you know, those of you who are psychologists, those of you who are shrinks, I really would like to hear from you. But I would also like to throw this into the conversation. I think one of the lesser known but very useful techniques that people can use I think meditation is very helpful. I think shrinks are very helpful, good shrinks. I think, I guess medication when you need it, but I think it's often a shortcut for people who don't want to do the hard work of what you need to do to get more mentally balanced. And I think learning something that I think is almost antithetical to where we are in this country now, and that is, and as we are approaching Thanksgiving, I think it's probably appropriate to have a conversation. I like to call it the attitude of gratitude. People are so busy being angry, flipping each other off on the freeway, getting into rage, cell phone rage, any kind of rage. You know, you don't almost need any kind of a reason to feel rage. But what we don't feel is gratitude, and what we also do not feel is acceptance. And sometimes you can deflect a lot of anxiety and a lot of pain and a lot of angst by just noting to yourself that you're accepting what the situation as it is right now. It doesn't mean that it has to be permanent. It doesn't mean that it won't change down the line. But right now, a kind of acceptance. In other words, a kind of, it's okay. But we are living in such a consumer aerobics kind of a society where it's never okay. It's never enough. You've got, you know, remember I talked to you a few weeks back or a couple of weeks ago about the lower uppers, people who make $2 and $3 and $4 and $5 million a year and they feel poor compared to the people who are really a lot richer than they are? And they're bent out of shape about it. These are people who are successful attorneys and they're doctors and they're engineers and they are, you know, in that category. And if they make a $20,000 donation to the private school that their kid goes to, it's sort of like chump change compared to the zillion-dollar donation of the really rich parents in that school. So they're all bent out of shape. They have $20,000, didn't mean anything, and buys them nothing. And there's no acceptance that whatever, that if they're making $4 million a year, $5 million, that's okay, you know? It's not a bad thing. Or people making quite a bit less than that, that it's okay, that it's enough. Kind of a doctrine of enoughness. And sometimes you just have to get calm inside to be able to get to that place. And there's no place where you can get calm now. There's hardly any place where you can find silence. We are bombarded. We are barraged. We are on E this and E that. And people are on cell phones. And nobody's getting quiet. And then we're shopping. You know, shopping's fun, but it's not everything. 349-1320, 866-620-613-20. John in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, John.
Hey. A couple comments. Daniel Goleman, Emotional Intelligence, everybody should have a copy of that.
Right.
And the barrier on the bridge, useless. People are going to take their lives anyhow.
as well as the fence in Mexico. Useless.
As well as
the money.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely.
It's ridiculous. It's not going to stop anybody from coming here. And if that guy, Frank, that moron that called the last hour, thinks that Mexico is going to take over, he's wrong. Look at China. Look at the debt with China. Look, these guys grabbed a $2 trillion surplus, turned it into a $9 trillion deficit. We got to go after these guys.
John, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Let's head over to Elk Grove and Jamie. Jamie, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Enid. Something you said really struck me. We just moved back to California after living 15 years in New Orleans and lost almost everything we had.
Wow.
Due to Katrina. And you know, stuff is stuff, but we need to really realize that.
Talk to me about why were you living in New Orleans? Were you working there?
I was a physician at one of the few hospitals that remained open during that time.
So you were working. Were you able to work during that time? I know it was really hard.
It was. It was an extremely stressful time. I would work living at the hospital 7 days, 7 nights, and then go and kind of. We had a small apartment in Shreveport, which was about 6 hours away. So it's the equivalent of like Sacramento and Los Angeles, say. So every other week I'd go back and forth, and I did that for 4 months till I got very tired.
Wait a minute. You were living in Shreveport, which was 4 or 5 or 6 hours away?
6 hours away. Well, there was no place to rent, really. All the people from New Orleans that had moved.
So you had been living in New Orleans.
Yes. We lost our house. We lost most of the things we owned. So, I mean, when you want to realize what stuff really is, you just have to lose it. And it really is.
What lessons, Jamie, as a physician now? Are you working why did you come back to California? Are you from California?
I was born in Los Angeles, did all my training in California. So it was good. It was sort of like coming home.
Right.
It was more comfortable to come back home than go someplace else.
And what observations, what can you tell us about what you went through? I mean, maybe it's too soon to be able to evaluate it properly.
It is. I mean, you know, I can't even comment on emotional IQ right now. It's sort of still processing in there.
But you knew you didn't want to stay. It was too hard to stay.
It was physically too hard to stay because there was so much mold. It was incredible amount of allergic kind of reaction in most of the people in my family with mold. It went from, New Orleans is pretty moldy all the time, but right after Katrina, it was like 500 or 600% of what it had been.
Wow.
So, you know, you're talking people with asthma. It's very hard. I think Aaron Neville had the same problem. And then we didn't have a house to go back to, so all the reasons to be there kind of went away.
And so now you are starting after, what, 15 years in New Orleans? You're starting back in California, sort of from scratch, not really, but sort of?
Yes. Oh, no, pretty much. I mean, we were living in Shreveport kind of like in the same sort of environment that I lived in college. I mean, it was about the same, you know, bricks and boards for bookcases, that kind of thing. And, you know, we have some of our stuff now, but you know, very little survived, and the house really was destroyed. And so you work all your life to get the house, you know, get what you think is the things, and then they go away, and you realize, you know, I'm alive, my family's alive, and, you know, what's important.
That's it.
I hope that nobody has to go through this to realize what's important, but, you know, when you said, you know, we need to realize that enough stuff is enough, and stuff is just stuff. It's not going to ever take the place of relationships and people and just whatever is important really in life.
But, you know, it has become the substitute. for a lot of things. I think that the part in us that's empty spiritually, we want to fill up. That's why I think obesity is a problem. We want to fill it up with food, or we want to fill it up with stuff. And if you notice, this is an odd time in American life where a lot of people are coming out of the closet, but then there are whole businesses going into the closet trying to organize your closet, because people got so much stuff. And I'll tell you something, I really understand what you're saying, because when my mother died, I was the one who went through everything. And, you know, you don't want to have fights with your siblings about stuff. And I have a very wise friend who says, none of it is really worth fighting over. And, you know, there's the this that you remember from when you were a little kid, and the that that you remember. No, I want that. No, I want that. And I thought, you know, that is so it just became so true. And also coupled with, I have had four major moves, I think, in about 4 years, and the romance of stuff has waned. Because it's just more to
pack it up and unpack.
Yeah, it's more stuff to deal with, and I get drowned in a sea of books, you know, papers, things like that that are not so easy to organize, and I understand. I can't imagine it from the magnitude that you would have experienced it, but I think I have some inkling of what you're talking about.
Well, thank you.
You are welcome, and I'm glad you're back here, and welcome, Jamie.
Too.
And,
thank you.
And thanks for sharing your thoughts about stuff.
Okay.
Appreciate it. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Fantastic Friday. I just can't even express how excited I am that I don't have to say southbound that one place. Buy fruit that one place, because I'm not going to say it because I don't want to jinx it. Coming back, Gap City Freeway, right by Arden Way. We do have a two-car crash, but it looks like there are no injuries and everything's fine. Enid Live will continue at this fabulous Friday at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The Al Franken Show.
Tom DeLay has done everything he can to protect the factory owners here who make garments, and they can have the label made in the USA, except they live under horrible conditions and get paid $3 an hour, and again are exploited sexually. But the system is perpetuated by people like DeLay and evidently like people like Doolittle.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays 9 to noon on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The Sacramento International Auto Show is at Cal Expo today through Sunday. See the new 2007 models from over 41 auto manufacturers. Check out some fiddlers when the California State Old Time Fiddlers Association performs on Sunday at the Orangevale Grange Hall. And I'll be the MC for Sacramento's Veterans Day Parade on Sunday. The parade gets underway at 1 o'clock, but you'll want to come out early for a memorial service that will take place at the reviewing stand on 10th between 15th and N at 12:15. Like I said, the parade starts at 1 o'clock and the route will go around the Capitol. And this year's parade theme is honoring our heroes, past and present. Hope to see you there. I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
What's your secret for saving money on prescription drugs? If you don't have one, listen to this. Now you can save up to 80% on your prescription drugs when you call for a free money-saving brochure. It's from MedCenter Canada, and it's absolutely free when you call 1-800-604-9119. See how easy it is to save money on the same prescription drugs you find at your local drugstore. Drugs like Lipitor, Zocor, Fosamax, Zyrtec, and many, many others. Filled by licensed pharmacists and delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-604-9119 and get this free money-saving brochure. There's no obligation. And if you call right now, you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Don't pay full price any longer. Find out how easy and safe it is to save up to 80% on your prescription drugs. Pick up the phone and call MedCenter Canada toll-free right now. 1-800-604-9119. That's 1-800-604-9119.
Want to get to the next level of your career? If working harder at your job won't help, work smarter.
smarter by earning a bachelor's or master's degree at University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. It's college designed for busy working adults. In most cases, you can earn a degree in only 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-340-9544. At the University of Phoenix Sacramento Valley campus, the small classes are designed for working adults with busy lives. You'll cover more material in less time with convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. Call now for a brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. 1-866-340-9544. Programs vary by campus. Call University of Phoenix now. 1-866-340-9544. That's 1-866-340-9544.
This is Ed Asner. When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Strong evidence suggests that George Bush and Dick Cheney launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge, and tortured and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635,
sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. Oh, nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called Switch. Let's get it going.
Club, 6:45 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, so we don't have a whole lot of time to wrap this up. 87% in an MSNBC poll believe that there's plenty to justify impeachment. Now, Nancy Pelosi has said she's not going to go that route, and I don't know. I'm of two minds. I certainly want investigations. We want subpoena power. Do you want impeachment? 87% answering the MSNBC poll, so probably not a very scientific poll, is saying yes. Senator McCain is apparently, John McCain, is apparently beginning a preliminary White House run. Does he have a chance? He's setting up an exploratory committee this month. He has not made a final decision. Remember now, he got pulled right out of the race by Karl Rove, whose stock, I think, has pretty much fallen. 349-1320. And I got this email from Virginia. Virginia says, Enid, this was a true revolution. This change was in no way caused by the Democrats. They basically have done nothing for the past 6 years and have been waiting for the Republican mafia to self-destruct. Probably a good strategy, but not when thousands are dying in the meantime in Iraq. She says, I am frankly disgusted with the leadership at the DNC and the DLC, and I think they need to go. We don't want a Democratic Party that wants to work with these corrupt creeps. They should not take any credit for this. This was a change driven by the diligence and commitment of thousands of citizen activists that dearly love this country. I also think, she said, that progressive talk radio made a huge difference. So you were and are part of it, too, as is the Air America crew. It was progressive talk radio and passionate citizens that saved us from the abyss of fascism, Enid, not the Democrats. We have to keep an eye on them. Signed, Virginia. What do you think? Is she right about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And let me add this to the conversation. And we talked about it briefly, but I think that this is that's something we ought to bring up, because if you love progressive talk radio, then guess what? It has to be able to survive. And what has become apparent and a leaked memo from ABC Radio Networks, we talked about it a while back, but it finally made the New York Times. When the liberal talk radio network Air America filed for bankruptcy protection, some analysts blamed the lack of listener interest in progressive talk radio. Now it seems that a lack of major advertising dollars are responsible. And one reason is that some of these huge blue-chip corporations have wanted to blacklist. They want to black out the progressive radio, progressive radio stations, so they only appear on the conservative radio stations and not on the progressive radio stations. Now, why is it that we are any less viable? We deliver audiences too. And in fact, in the case of AM 1320, in the case of Enid Live, we actually deliver very, what are called high demo audiences, because you are smart, those of you who listen, typically. You are well educated, typically. You are you earn quite nice incomes, typically. And you are exactly the kind of audience that some of these fancy companies are looking for and have a hard time finding in the clutter of mass media. So I'm going to say to you, if you feel that stations like Air America, Progressive Radio, if you feel like stations like AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, have made a difference in what happened on Tuesday, then if you have businesses and you are in a position to support us as advertisers willing to step up to the plate, you will be doing a good thing. Not only for the audience that you want to reach, for your own businesses, whatever those businesses might be, but also for perpetuating a medium that a lot of these blue chip companies would really like to see sunk. I'm not sure why that is exactly, since it's a blue, you know, it's the Democrats now run the House and the Senate. They have captured both, but that's the state of things. So you're gonna, if you want the kind of candidates you want, you got to step up to the plate. If you want the kind of radio you want, you got to step up to the plate. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Alice in Sacramento, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Alice.
Hi, I've read some papers that says that Donald Rumsfeld was fired and some he's, just resigned. Is he going to receive a pension or any kind of payment?
Oh, I would think he would. He's been in government service all these years. Why wouldn't he?
I just thought if he got fired.
Yeah, but he's still going to, they pushed him out the door and they called it a resignation. Did he jump or was he pushed? He was pushed. And he will still get his pension, I'm sure. People who commit crimes, congressmen and senators and so on, who commit crimes and get hauled off to the pokey, manage to collect their pensions a lot of the time. So,
Oh boy,
Alice, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, Scott in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Scott.
Hello, Enid. How are you?
I'm good and thrilled.
Well, listen, the subject that you were just speaking of about the large corporations blacklisting Air America and Progressive Radio, I'm not sure exactly why they're doing it, but it seems like it's the same short-sighted thinking that has got this country, you know, they've sold a lot of our industry off to foreign interests. I mean,
well, let me
the end game.
Well, let me give you the list of the New York Times is citing. Microsoft, Walmart, Visa, ExxonMobil, Singular, McDonald's, the U.S. Postal Service, and the Navy.
Wait a minute, the U.S. Postal Service?
Apparently, that's what the memo listed almost 90 advertisers, according to the New York Times, that it said were taking part in blackouts of Air America, and then these ones that I listed were the ones that they listed in the New York Times. Hewlett-Packard apparently said it did not comment on specific purchases, but avoids, quote, inappropriate or controversial programming environments.
That's incredible. I mean, I work for the Postal Service.
You do?
Yeah, I've been a letter carrier for 15 years here in Sacramento.
Well, write them a letter and tell them you're a perky postal worker and you wish that they would advertise on Air America stations.
Well, I don't understand that. I mean, your money's green, my money's green.
Not only that, we deliver a very high-end audience. The people who listen to us, I know, are pretty smart and they're pretty well educated and they are pretty well fixed financially. So I think this is the kind of audience that some of these fancy companies would like to reach. So I do not have an answer for you. Anybody in the advertising business who wants to weigh in on this, I'd like to hear from them. So,
all
Scott,
right. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, I just wanted to wish my friend Heather a happy birthday. Her and her husband are on their way to eat dinner, and I told them I'd give them the traffic. So happy birthday, Heather. So, Latrobe Road, just south of Westbound 50, which is where you're headed, is nice and smooth. Grantline Road, just north of Sheldon Drive. We do have a three-car crash over there, but it looks like everything is okay. The Eden Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's talk radio for the less of us. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener. Eden Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Just in time for the holidays, Thanksgiving Bucks has arrived at Jackson Rancheria Casino. For 1 month only, you could win your share of $31,000 in the daily drawings. There's plenty to go around. You might even want to come back for seconds.
Don't mind if I do.
So get into Jackson Rancheria this month and get your piece of the November Thanksgiving Bucks. Jackson Rancheria Casino. Are you a dream catcher?
I'm News 10's Christina Mendonca. Tonight at 11, we'll visit a slumber party of 9,000 teenage girls, all talking about issues affecting them. It's tonight at 11 on News 10.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Sims here for Smud Greenergy. For as little as $3 to $6 a month, you'll be helping the environment.
That's because Smud will match 50 or 100% of your electricity needs with renewable energy. Join the green team by going to smud.org/green.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7 and under 5 more minutes. So anything that we have to wrap up in this wonderful celebratory week, we need to do it in the next couple of minutes. Let's head over to the phones. Bruce in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bruce. Bruce?
Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Oh, you know what? I hit the wrong button. Sorry about that. I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold so that you can they can deal with you in the control room. And there we go. Okay. Bruce in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bruce.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I just wanted to make one comment. I'm really happy that the Democrats are in now, and I would rather see them spend their time and energy rolling back all of the terrible legislation that's been cranked out the last 12 years and rather than spend time and energy going after impeachment, because that you'll remember how much the Nixon and all the Watergate scandal and all of the opportunities that they all took to have their faces on TV and the long-winded speech he's making and all that, you know.
You know, it's like the O.J. trial and what happened to the judge and everybody else when there were cameras in the courtroom. You are really right about that. It's a distraction. I mean, you've made a good case for that, Bruce.
Okay, I just wanted to hear your opinion on that, and good luck with this.
But I'm in favor of investigations.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm a small business owner, and just you can plug me back into the advertising.
Okay.
I guess I needed to call the date during the daytime to just find out about that.
Yeah, you need to do that. You need to call some of our advertising people. But, yeah, thank you, Bruce. We appreciate that.
Well, I heard what you said, and I want to see you guys do well and stay on the air, but hopefully they won't get rid of you the way they're. It sounds like the typical sneakiness that, you know, we've been putting up with up to this point. So
it is kind of amazing. I'm surprised that these big fancy companies don't want